participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. Got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, packing all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United, get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Novot.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit,
not an entrance.
Strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
Skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
Hey, look! A Wolverine! Right in my pants!
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
The next show he came to me and said, you opened to Stratford, and I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world. I did Leading Man, I did Blackface Comedy.
Go ahead and Robin, grab me and listen to something. What am I waiting for? Oh, Robin, go ahead and Robin. I wish I had a wife.
And all that, but I don't really know. I don't know, you know. And like, I know that sounds like, but it does. Well, like they want stories, you know. I need to come up with just, you know.
I like the home, the redoing, and I get into like redoing my living room. Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
Very simple, and just he's like with, you know, when they're, you know, so, I mean, we're from, like, here, like, you know, the country.
Congratulations. By this time, you should have successfully gone through the first 4 dance steps in Let's Disco, and you're now ready to put them to music. Just to give you an idea of how this record is put together, we've set up the instructions in 4 sections. The walking steps and 4-beat turn, the touch steps and the 2-beat turn, the camel walk and camel walk kick, and finally the triple or syncopated steps. We'll take each of these steps individually, talking you through them slowly at first, then to a normal 4-beat count, and finally to the music. Be sure to keep the book handy in case you have problems. One additional word of advice, you have to listen closely or you can easily get behind when listening to this record. If that happens, simply go back to the beginning of the cut and start over. With some patience and a little practice, we'll soon have you disco dancing with the best. So let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun. Good luck.
Pretty good.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. That is something that's important.
Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adult, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
How many can put you down for?
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. Crazy morning zoo.
Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No jacket on the mic till the show is over. All I have to do is talk. And all you have to do is read or listen. And believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs. But now I'm talking and listen to me, for goodness sake. Don't make a joke of me anymore. Because I get some people say, and print, and believe. The stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, or it's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not, because there's Joe, Lorna, Liza.
I wouldn't tell.
Me. And whoever wants to love us is welcome. Whoever is against us, get out. Let's stay sober and I'll get it on the mic till the show is over.
But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember, because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little bit, I'm doing it purely for money, because I deserve it. I've sung, I've entertained, I've pleased your children, I've pleased your wives, I've pleased you, you sons of bitches, and you can't deny that. Now the government isn't pleasing you very much. They're not protecting you. They're going to move the house away with the kids. Kid law is some kind of... And a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Process. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the flood. Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.
You know what?
This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you really? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Isn't that nice? You see, there are some women who choose to stay while their children are maturing in front of their eyes.
Right.
Who care and want to nurture them and fondle them and help them grow up into... That's so much fun.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Will not be babysitting anymore.
Come here, little boy. I'm just kidding. What are we doing? Where are we going?
Brenda, congratulations. This is great. I got a babysitter for you.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
K-L-E-O 1480, Wichita, Kansas.
Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Toughback. It's going to be one of those afternoon visits.
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm game for this.
Yeah, I'm on.
My name is Hugh.
Strange. Yeah, I'm on. My name is Hugh Hamilton.
My name is Hugh Hamilton. Are you just thinking about going outside?
Yes, I am. Did you pick up on that? Is it time?
I picked up on it for the entire 10 minutes we were playing tapes.
Am I betraying it with my body language? Is that what
I'm
doing?
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, Mike, here you go.
You gotta go outside.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
And of course, that's East Coast time, so wherever you are, look at your watch. Tired of giving the time and the weather every day. And, well, we don't give the time and the weather every day. But I'm
so is this
tired.
A major change now? You're going to change this? Or you're not going to do it anymore? Or?
Why say 3 to 7?
I'm just asking.
Or 2 to 6? Or 1 to 5?
I'll figure
it out. 2 to 4? And for God's sake, what about the stations that run us in the goddamn middle of the night? Huh?
Well, John Fred is Playboy Bands.
UDX.
Right.
Hello! just all start right. this thing. Mike, stay in here for a second.
Okay.
Don't go yet.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, hi there.
Yes, hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hello.
Judy in disguise.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Oh, you're you can cross your heart with your living bra. Living bra, right?
Hello.
John Brennan is crazy. Playboy band. Hey, right, let's open up the door.
Oh,
hold on.
What?
Ta-da!
He's very retarded.
How's your
bath? Shitball wager.
Oh, yeah. Jack is the son of Jor-El. More on that in a moment.
And you know about John Fred? Regretfully.
He is bad?
He is
bad. Oh, shocker.
Good after years of clean living.
My condolences to Mrs. Fred.
Hello, Fred. Good afternoon.
Franny Fred.
Mr. and Mrs. Father's Day. And all the ships at sea. Come, take a bite of the gay apple of Don Geronimo. And a man who just touched me on the arm, Mike O'Mara.
Hi. All right, thank you. Thank you, Ed, and hi. Hi there, friends. As you can tell by the smell, it's the Don and Mike Show, all right. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
0616, odd six.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
They're nice and tight, Buzz.
No, it's not retarded.
Buzz is the only one that isn't. Listen, you want to call us? Here you go.
Buzz is wearing his winemaking shirt.
Yeah. Free will. He's wearing his Star Trek. What is that?
It's Buzz Skywalker from the planet Tatooine.
It's the outfit that Buzz is. It's his pottery shirt.
That's right.
For lack of a better term.
His tunic.
Yes, it looks like
his tunic.
The tunic that Picard would wear on Star Trek when he would go to visit other planets on a holiday.
He's going to go off sculpting after this.
Listen, we got a bunch of phone numbers you want to call the show. It's Free Will. Good luck. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067.
Yeah.
For a limited amount of time, you can still call us if you're hearing us in Washington, D.C., which is our home city, on WJFK, which is our home radio station. You can call us at 202-432-1067. We're on the Internet. Go to our website. It's purple. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Part of it's purple.
Click on Listen Live. Eventually, Mike, it will all be purple.
The whole website.
It's a great color.
Click our on, faces as well.
Click on Listen Live, and you'll hear us there. You can email us there during the show. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
Like that never happens.
Right.
Like we don't get emails that John just crumples up and throws away.
Well, I don't know. Pretend.
To spare our feelings.
I don't know.
And we're also, I know you're uptight about going outside.
I don't know.
And we are also on the podcast there with the iPod. So go to iTunes, and there we are under Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
I'm giving you a brief reprise.
Yeah. He acts like a man who wants to get this over.
No.
Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm looking forward to my time out.
The entire first break could last a while today, so just bear with me.
Great. Wrap it up, Tom.
Put your feet up.
Mike's going to go outside with some of our Internet fans in a couple of seconds.
They've gathered under the tree.
Annual picnic.
I just wanted to take a brief moment at the beginning of the show, not to give my annual Father's Day address, which is going to be coming later today. I speak on behalf of all dads. It's an annual thing. But I just wanted to take a moment out to say, Bob Mailman, where are you, friend? Where's the phone call? I thought you'd be on the phone at 3:01 East Coast time.
Now, he doesn't have to pay off today, right?
Oh, no, he's already arranged he's going to pay it off next Tuesday.
Right.
Bob Mailman, what do you got to say? How does it feel?
You're back to
schooled by the white devil.
Your Miami Heat came on strong.
Yeah, my Miami Heat, like they're my team.
Well, you've actually latched onto them now, and, you know, you did bet on Miami
that they'd win last night. So the deal was that if Robert the Angry Mailman won, if Dallas won last night in the NBA Finals,
He gets to come to my house, drink my booze, play my Xbox, smoke my cigars, and generally get his stink all over all of my stuff.
Right.
And if Miami won, which, of course, shocked, they did, because it's all about Shaq, baby, he would have to wear a signboard out front of the studios for an entire show, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, Bruce Willis with a more controversial signboard.
Bruce Willis had to wear a sandwich board through Brooklyn, I think it was Brooklyn, that said, "I hate N-word."
Right.
As part of a terrorist plot.
We've made it a more positive message.
Now, we could have Robert out saying the truth. He hates white people.
Yeah.
But then that would be, subjected to the same type of thing that Bruce Willis would have had happen to him.
Where's the comedy?
In the movie, if Sam Jackson hadn't come out of his little pizza shop to save him.
We've given him a message of togetherness.
So Robert will be wearing a sandwich board next week. He'll be shirtless, incidentally, with a sandwich board on, saying on both sides.
I didn't know it was shirtless.
On one side, it will say, "I love white people," and on the other side, it will say, "Honk if you love white people."
Speaking of shirtless, I did secure a photographer last evening for the Annie Leibovitz style topless photo shoot with Robert, Rob, and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yeah, so we got a lot of things happening. But anyway, Robert Mailman, what can I say, dude? What can I say? Right is right, and Shaq's the man.
Who's the final?
1,000,000 to 10.
Okay.
And Shaq, as always, what have I told you for years? I mean, even back to the day when it was the Shaq and Dennis show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Shaq, especially when he wins, because he always says something after the game that is profound. Here's what he said last night, directly after they kicked Dallas's ass. Listen carefully.
I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman.
Wow. He keeps it in perspective, doesn't he?
You know what? That is four-star Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than him saying he's going to make Miami the liveliest city in the world.
Oh, much better. I am the other son of Jarrell.
Superman. And he's saying it seriously.
Yeah.
Again, Shaq.
I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman.
Stoic. You don't hear anybody laughing.
No, it's because he's
everybody's just nodding, going, "Yes, you're right, Shaq."
All right. And I love the fact, Jor-El, Superman, son of father of Superman.
I am the other son of Jor-El. Superman.
Superman.
And he ends it not with a...
Yeah, it's like a proclamation.
Superman.
Yes.
Sounds like there's going to be more, but there's not.
Goddamn, he's the man. Okay.
You on.
Anyway, Robert Mailman, nice beating you in that bet. See you down here next Tuesday for the payoff of that. Now...
Robert took it really well. I called him this morning, and he answered his phone by saying, "F you." But he didn't use an initial.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So he must know my number.
Good.
So, here's the deal. We've got what I've affectionately referred to as a creepy fan site. RadioGuysForum.com.
Excellent. It's a wonderful fan site.
I've been...
with wonderful people.
Well, you're going to find out, Mike.
Yes, I am.
There's some of them...
My butler's out there.
There's some of them... it's a motley-looking bunch out there.
Raymond Diaz is out there.
I went out there earlier and said hi and got... Yeah, how
did
brave...
Did you really? I didn't know that.
How brave of me. Yes, what I did
very
was...
Very kind of you.
I got it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, Mike, you graciously volunteered long ago to be the emissary.
Yes.
To go out during every commercial break and say hello and hang out with them.
And hang out during the opening segment.
And
which I'm really already backing out on, kind of. I feel guilty.
Past that, beyond that, it became that you would actually go spend the opening break with them.
Yes, and that is in turn because I will not be spending every commercial break for the entire time out there, but I will go out during every break. But I won't be out there for the entire commercial break.
And what makes this also even more bittersweet is that today, dear friends, is the last Friday that we'll ever broadcast from this building.
That's right.
Because our last show is next Thursday before we take a holiday break.
Right.
So today is, in fact, the last Friday shindig in 15 years of living in this asshole. Now really, the true test is going to come next Thursday.
Right.
To see if we can keep it in check so that we don't treat this place the way that some radio stations I've described over the years have been treated by employees who are leaving to move to better digs.
One reason that's not going to happen, witnesses. I think that, it's not like the old days when we did a morning show.
We work a daytime shift, and there are people
around. We're here, and there are people in the building.
And we're going to have to occasionally come back here, but I think this is a perfect way to say bon voyage to this Well, this gulag that we've worked in.
Look around, soak it in.
This pet carrier.
Now, if you keep talking, I'm going to get emotional.
This dog crate that we've worked in for the last 15 years.
A lot of our blood, sweat, and tears in here.
But, Mike, it's a day of celebration. It's the last Friday we have to work in this building with these old, antiquated studios.
Good day for a picnic.
We'll be moving out to new studios in less than 3 weeks.
Good day for a picnic.
Brand new equipment, everything digital, and, well, I can't film anymore. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
You have to.
All right.
You have to.
Okay. Put my glasses on, take my water.
Now, God knows I've mentioned this website before.
Right.
And as I tried to tell these fine folk before the show, I went out and tried to look all of them individually in their
good
beady little eyes with their pimply little faces. And I said, you know, don't take it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Out. Please, out.
You not left yet?
Said to all of them, bye, Mike. I said, you know, please just try not to take it so seriously. Because even if I sound like I'm taking it seriously,
right,
really, I'm not. If I'm really worked up about something, seriously, I mean, you know, it's a fun website. It's a good website.
It is.
People are a little obsessed. They're a little Trekkie-ish.
In a good and yet scary way at the same time.
Oh, yeah, they're all gathering outside now. Various shapes and sizes of people.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Hello?
There's someone saying they look scary out there.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Get your ass out there.
I'm just getting my microphone and my, you know, headphones.
All right, hold on. You get a reprieve. Get a reprieve for 1 second. Hello? Is this Johnny Loser?
Hey, what's up, White Devil?
Hey, Johnny Loser.
How you doing, White Devil?
As always, on top of the world. You, my friend.
The right man let me down.
You should have taken Wesley Snipes' advice. Always bet on black.
Hey, I don't remember myself for the whole show.
What? Come again, Robert?
Standing outside for the whole show.
He's questioning that.
Yes, you said that was... I think we can go check the tape.
I'm just asking, because I hope you have Kool-Aid and watermelon for me. It's kind of hot.
Well,
we could.
If you get hungry, get you some chitlins, some fried chicken.
Oh, we don't want nothing hot, Donnie. We want cold watermelon, grapes, and knee high.
Right, Robert, because that's what it's all about. Listen, one side of the sandwich board will say, I love white people, and the other side will say, honk if you love white people.
I thought it was tolerate.
No, love. It's love. Come on, we're all about love here, Robert.
Yeah. It has to be love.
Because, listen, if Shaq hadn't come through last night, you'd be at my house, and I'd welcome you with open arms, with love.
No, seriously, you'd probably be like an armed escort. You know, you'd probably have security and police and SWAT team all on my ass.
Well, Robert, you're a gracious loser. I love saying
that. You're a gracious woman.
You're a gracious loser.
Always.
And I will.
You probably would have called in sick if they lost today.
I will see you on. I will see you on Tuesday. Who do you like on Sunday night, friend?
I like Dallas.
You like Dallas again on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Should there be stakes on that?
I don't know. I don't know what else there that I could possibly win at this point from Robert.
Sure. I don't remember saying shirtless either. When did we get the shirtless, the man breast thing
from? I thought you were going to be wearing, like, your Lakers leotard.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Lakers uniform.
You didn't want to wear anything yesterday.
That was for the video shoot.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Well, now you can wear your Lakers leotard.
Okay, cool.
Leotard. All right.
I hope they're refreshments, because 4 hours is a long time.
I know. I'll see to it. Some nice country time lemonade.
Especially when you're listening to Bud's newscast. That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hold on. What's another good series? We'll get you some grape soda.
Yeah, grape soda.
How about that? Some grape knee-high.
Okay.
All right, Bobby, see you later.
See you Tuesday.
Okay. Bye. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye. Here goes Bobby Mailman.
Now, yesterday he said he was Bobby the Happy Mailman, but he doesn't sound all that happy.
No, he got beat in a sports bet.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Shaq comes through.
So Mike make it outside yet?
Shaq is the son of Jor-El. And as you know, Jor-El is the father of Superman.
I love the way he says this.
Yes, Shaq, where is
it? I am the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
Right. Huh? And now let's go outside.
Uh-huh. So then I said, that's not a freckle, that's makeup.
See, Mike's already prepared his with the losers outside.
Oh, these are some good people.
Good
time. Oh, we are having such a great time out here today. Oh, boy. You're all so sweet.
Mike, I tell you what, I can't even...
Oh, Don. Hi.
Mike, yeah. We caught you totally off guard.
How are you?
Mike, I'm much like the listeners. From my vantage point in the studio, I can't see, so...
Oh, let me come over to the window.
No, all I can do is ask that you please be the Vince Scully that you are and...
I'll come over to the window.
No, paint the picture. Spend time with your friends.
We're sitting out here. We've got about, 20 or so of rabid internet fans, and we're going to go around and meet them right now. Hello there. This is, first of all, I have to say hello to my butler, my man about town, my dear friend, trusted friend.
Come on.
And butler for years, Raymond Diaz.
Stop wasting time with the one guy you know.
Hello, Raymond.
Get right to the other creepy
Raymond,
people.
I'm sure you were well taken care of today.
Thank you very much. Now, can you hear me okay? Because my little headphones are, like, going in and out. So you can hear this okay?
Yeah,
now?
We can hear how creepy Raymond sounds.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you.
I'm sorry. Are you a ma'am or a sir?
I am a sir.
All right, you are a sir. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Why don't you come over to the window with me for a second? I want Don to see you here.
He's going to introduce a friend.
I want to bring her to the him to the window. All right, here we go.
Are these...
I was a little confused. Everybody get a photo op. Don't have... Yes, guess what?
I would guess, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, sir, right? I did say, yeah, absolutely. And what's your name?
Greg.
Greg, and how long have you been part of the fan site?
Since the beginning.
How long has he been mildly retarded?
I've just gotten smaller.
He's actually the first listener scaring me just a little bit, but we're going to get back over. He's got
Mike,
the best chair here. Yes, Don?
You know what would be great?
What's that?
If you'd be a real buddy?
What?
Be a real pal?
What do you want me to do?
If you would just ask him what I prompt you to.
No, I'm not.
No.
Could we play what is this, Hello Deli?
Could we play a Letterman game, please?
No, we're not playing. No, you
just
can do that.
Bit?
You can do that with somebody else.
Just a little bit?
No, it's not going to happen. No, it's your dream come true.
Like, go to the guy right to your left.
All right, right here to my left. All right, hi.
Say, hey, terrorist.
All right. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say everything that Don is saying to me, just like Letterman does, okay?
Hey, right. Ahmed.
Hey, Ahmed.
Hey,
I could smell your breath from inside the studio.
I'm a white guy.
Did you leave your truck?
Now, you know what's happening now? He's getting agitated. I've got to survive out here for the opening break, and he's getting agitated.
Did you leave your truck of goats up on the top level?
Hey, pal, did you leave your truck of goats up on the what?
Top level.
On the top level?
No, I don't have goats.
What's wrong with you internet people?
I'm actually not part of this group.
Sure you are,
right, I'm stopping this now. I'm stopping it before I get into a fist fight. What's your name, sir?
Ross.
Ross, that doesn't sound like a very Arabic name.
Yeah.
You're not Arab?
No.
He looks it from here, Mike.
You know, if you were, it wouldn't matter because it's all the brotherhood of man. That's what we're all out here for. Very nice meeting you, Ross.
Thank you.
You didn't tell him to say that.
You're listening to Mike O'Mara. The segment is called Treat Others as You Would Like to Be Treated.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
What would be thy name?
Matt.
Matt, how are you today?
Not bad.
So nice to see you.
Hey, ask him if he's got any pubic hair.
Do you have any pubic hair?
Yes.
Do you think I asked that question to Don?
Either one would probably make sense. Okay.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
I bet there's not many. I bet he's chief one hair.
All right, we're moving around here. Hi, what's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, where are you from?
Towson.
Kyle, you having a good time here at the picnic?
Yeah, it's a blast.
There are pizzas here. Kyle, do you have a pierced tongue or is that gum? Kyle has a pierced tongue, Don. That's very scary.
When's the last time Kyle kissed a girl?
Kyle, when is the last time you kissed a girl?
This morning.
Really? Are you married?
No.
You have a girlfriend?
Mom.
Do you live with your girlfriend?
The mom.
The boys inside. The cowards inside want to know if it was mom.
Oh, the cowards. Yeah, you're goddamn right.
They want to know if it was mom.
Like you didn't spend the first 25 minutes hiding from these people.
Well, you told me I could stay inside.
Well, don't call us cowards.
Yeah, you're a coward.
You're a yellow stain.
Yeah, you're a yellow stain.
You're a yellow stain.
I can see your bald spot from here.
You're standing outside. It doesn't matter because you're standing outside of the creepy internet people.
I'm looking at you right now.
Hey, you know what? Cheater.
What?
Cheater.
I'm not cheating. Don't go by the window. Go by the creepy people. I'll go by the creepy people. They're not monitoring you out here, so they can't hear. The only person that can hear you is Raymond because he's got the headset.
Talk to some of the other dopes out there.
Okay. Hi, friend. What's your name?
I'm Mike. How you doing?
You know, I just did a Larry Bud Melman technique with the microphone where I asked you a question and kept the microphone up to my own mouth. Where are you from?
from Baltimore, hon.
How long you been part of the website fan group and all that?
Oh, about 4 years there, hon.
4 years. It's a very nice Baltimore accent. I see you have a National Bohemian, a Natty Bow t-shirt.
Marty Bass gave it to me.
How old is that t-shirt?
It's fairly new.
Has it been washed recently?
Of course not. We don't wash things in Baltimore.
My goodness,
yes.
Appreciable body odor. This is just between you and me. Any,
yes.
any at all?
No, actually, we're outside. There's a fairly decent breeze, so I'm not noticing any appreciable body odor just yet. So far, but I'm getting to that. Hi. We have another gender nonspecific here. You're a dude, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Welcome to the internet.
Come over to the window, please. I'm sorry. I can't do this without showing people the... I knew you were a man. I knew you were a man.
Now he's trying to fix things.
Would you like to meet Pat?
No.
All right, here we go.
I already met her before the show.
what's your name, man?
Rob.
He's flipping Don off.
I met her before the show. She's one of the people I talked to before the show.
Rob, where are you from?
Baltimore, hon.
Baltimore.
I'm related to Juliette Lewis.
All right. I want to know if you're related to Juliette Lewis. He's not laughing.
No.
Would you like to go back down and sit down?
No.
You want to stay in front of the window? What does your t-shirt say? Let me see your t-shirt. Is that a Richard Pryor t-shirt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you've got to. What is this stone that you're wearing? This crystal? This answer me these questions. Three
hey, Mike.
What? Yes?
We've got a prize.
What's the prize for?
Hold on, where's the music? Where's
there's a prize?
All right, we have a prize for you. What are you doing?
Well, I want to give the guy a prize.
All right, what are we going to give him? What do we have for him, Bob?
Hey, Rob, take your time, seriously.
Rob, take your time while I'm standing out
it's
here.
It's a throwaway line. Just give me any music at all. Just look to your left and just any, that'll do.
We're going to have some fun, Rob. We're going to do a sing-along later.
Okay.
Toast some marshmallows, do all that kind of thing.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, what do we have for Rob, Don?
Please tell him that he's won a one-month supply of Crest whitening strips.
Rob, are you having fun today? Okay, Rob. We're going to get you back over to your chair.
Thank you. Who's the coward now?
I am. Okay. I am. I'm the big, fat coward ass. We're having a great time.
Hey,
is everybody having a good time out here?
Hold on, that last guy?
Oh, yes. When in doubt, goose him for a little applause. What?
The last guy?
Yes.
Why don't you give him some chiclets gum?
Everybody's a winner.
Okay, we're going to have a floss-a-thon out here in a few minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's meet some more people, Don, shall we?
Sure, Mike. It's your party.
I don't like doing this. Hi. How are you, sir? Why don't you stand up for a second? Ah, member of the big man's club. What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Springfield.
Mike, conservatively, and you can round off to even numbers, what would be your current weight?
Let's go with 250.
250? Is that? Are you telling the truth? What is the real weight, sir?
I am unsure.
You're unsure? When is the last time? No, he's playing a sound effect. He's playing. What sound effect did he be playing?
I can't even see him.
Yes, very good, sir. You're very good. How long have you been a fan of the show?
Since WABA.
WABA. That's a long time.
Here's a real serious question I would have for these people.
Yes.
What? Why do they go to a fan site and write about the show all the time? I mean,
all right, that's a valid question. And Don has a question. I'm going to pass it along to you. Why do you guys go to the website and write about the show all the time? That's Don's question, and I think it's a good one.
Because we're fans of the show. We want to know, we want to share each other's opinions about the show.
Do you have any questions for me right now? Anything that's been burning in your brain that you'd like to ask?
Now we've stumbled onto what I...
The band getting back together.
The band is not getting back together anytime in the near future. But thank you. That's a good, smoothie question. I like that. Makes me feel like the real show that... Yes,
I was actually going to suggest this for the next segment. Maybe you could just like... Isn't there a rocking chair for you out there?
Yes, there is. There's a rocking chair. I'm working my way around the room.
Can't
right
you
now.
Just sit...
The outside room, the amphitheater.
Have everyone sit at your feet, Indian style, and they can just ask questions of their favorite talented mimic restaurateur.
What a wonderful idea.
All
that
questions
is.
About Mike.
Don has suggested we have a Q&A session in the next segment. Sure. What do you mean the next segment?
No, I mean right here.
Right here, right now. Okay. Yes. All right, Don, hold on a second.
In the next mini segment of this opening segment.
I'm going to do this so you can see. Hold on. I'm going to bring my chair over to where the window is. All right? Hold on. Now, can you see me now?
I like not watching better.
Can you see me now?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, can we all gather around? Gather around here, just sit on the grass.
Form a circle.
Excuse me.
All right, everybody, come now.
Gather closer.
Gather closer. Let's gather around. We're going to have our Q&A session right now. Please, everyone, please. Sir from Baltimore, I know you're angry. What's that? What did you say, ma'am? He's going to have to get up out of the chair.
The big man.
All right, hi, everybody. All right, Don has suggested a question and answer session. First of all, we've got some wings here. Everybody's having a good time. So we will... Hi.
All about Mike. The question's all about
all right,
Mike.
This is questions all about me, and I will answer any question that you have. That's what I'm going to do right now.
I've got a question.
Don Geronimo is the Punisher.
What?
You going to start the questions, Don?
Why do you think it's an entrance, not an exit, Mike?
Don's first question to start our Q&A session today is, why do I think it's an entrance, not an exit? That is a question that that I could speak hours on. I could tell you that...
Let's take another one from the crowd.
All right, let's... Thank you. All right, questions. Who's first? Yes, you, sir.
Where is your virginity?
I lost my virginity when I was 41, sir. No, I was 15. 15, and I lost it in the state of Maine. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next
question. This is a fascinating segment right here. Yes, anyone? Anyone else? Anyone else? Now, don't be shy. Sir, come over here.
Mike,
step up to the microphone if you have a question. Hold on.
Also, maybe you could ask them about their avatars, about their little signature pictures that they have.
Sure. What? Their what?
Ask them about their sig pics. When they sign on to these websites,
yeah,
they have little pictures.
Icons. Or
all right.
Pictures.
Don says, see, I don't go to the fan site as much as Don does, so I don't know what you do.
Thanks, friend. I live there.
I really... Raymond, where are you going?
I'm there 24 hours a day, dude.
Raymond has walked away. All right, I'm going to ask you about your little pictures you have.
Avatars.
Avatars?
Yes.
I don't even know what an avatar is. Who's that? What's your avatar, sir?
Virginia Tech.
What's your avatar?
College logo.
The Duke.
Duke logo. What's your avatar?
The guy bashing his head into the keyboard.
Okay.
That is funny.
This is fascinating. Is everybody having a good time so far?
LOL. R-O-F-L.
Very, very nice.
I-M-H-O.
Let's get back to our question, shall we? What's your question, sir?
If you could be any type of flower, what type of flower would you be?
Man, I'm scared by this guy, too.
Tell him Phil
Mary. What kind of effing question is that? Give me a real flower. All right, I would be a daffodil.
Faggot.
Thank you. What answer could I have given? I'm suffering out here.
A very butch carnation.
All right, next question, please. Next question. You have to ask questions, okay? Yes, you, sir. Step right up. What can I do for you?
You want beer?
No beer. But no, not during abortion. You got one? Yes, you, sir.
I'm in the process of getting my child support lowered. How can I get it lowered?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I can tell you how to get all those payments higher. I can tell you how to max them out. Don, I'm not starting to have a good time out here. This is good. That was a really good question. Yeah. Yes, you with the Red Sox T-shirt. Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about Coco Chris this year?
I'm not a fan. I don't like him as much as I miss Johnny Damon. But that was a nice Red Sox question. Anybody else? Yes, you, sir, ma'am. I mean, sir. I'm just kidding, Rob. There's another Rob out here. Yes, go ahead. Step up to the microphone.
Mike, I like watching you rock back and forward in your chair.
I'm sorry, Don was speaking when you asked your question.
When you rock back and forward in your rocking chair,
yeah.
It's very Tom Gavin-esque.
Yes, Don likes to break. Rob, what is your question?
What's your favorite cuss word?
The F word, I think. The F word, probably. In a variety of settings with other words, mixed with other words. I don't like to use it a lot. Yes, sir. The big man club. Step right up. Yes. My favorite Irish whiskey is Jameson's Gold. Very hard to get, but it's a wonderful, wonderful whiskey. Any other questions? Anyone? Anyone? Do you have any questions for Don?
I'm not taking questions, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Entertain a question.
I'm not out there for that.
Why don't you entertain just one?
Please no.
Just one.
Oh, please no. Please no. Please. No salutations.
No salutations. He's having a good time. All right, now how long are you out? How many of you are planning to be out here for the entire show today by a show of hands? Everybody. Almost there. You got to split? Okay, so one guy's not going to be here.
Right.
Raymond, you getting a nice picture? Like, you don't have enough pictures. Like, you don't. But it's good. It's so nice to see everybody out here. So, what do you guys want to do?
Why don't you ask, Mike, would you ask them the creepiest thing they've ever written about us on the Internet?
Fantastic.
All right,
Don has brought up the subject of creepy posts on the website. What is the creepiest thing any of you have ever written about us. Does anybody have something that you wrote?
It's kind of creepy that all these people from a website come down and, like, camp in front of the radio station one day a year.
Now, you know each other, right? Because you actually have identified each other from the web. You know who... all right, somebody tell me about somebody else's post that, or a wacky theory about us or the show
turned
that
up.
You guys thought was way out there, that you thought was very, very strange. Does anybody have one of those? No.
No.
Ask if anybody does any impressions.
Does anybody do any impressions? Are there any impressionists here? Does anybody do any impressions? No. No, they're not. No, nobody's doing any impressions.
Ooh.
Does anybody do any sound effects? Does anybody do any sound effects?
Tough room.
No. This is very tough for him, guys.
Ask how many have hemorrhoids.
How many of you have hemorrhoids currently? By a show of hands. One,
everywhere.
Two, three.
Oh, wow.
Three. Three yeah. Honest people that we have. Who's going to enjoy the pizza today? Oh, yes, sir. Yes. What can I do for you? I can't hear you. You have a great avatar? Step up, please. All right. Come right over here. What's your name?
Yeah. Nick.
What's your avatar?
A young Japanese woman pulling her breasts up to the camera and then rearing back.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah,
pretty good.
We're having so much fun. So will you guys do this when we're in Rockville, when we move to our new location? Will you come out and... all right. Well, listen, we've enjoyed the Q&A. Let's, anybody ready for a little sing-along right now? All right. Let's do a little song. We're going to do Row, Row, Row Your Boat. You're going to start, okay? And then she's going to join in. Are you ready? Go. One, two, ready, go. Oh, forget it. I just hate being out here right now. It's a beautiful day for it, though. It really is. It's lovely. Don? Don has turned off the microphone. Oh, this is delightful. So much fun. Yeah. I'm really having a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. That's great. Okay. I'm out. I am fresh out. All right. Are there more of you that are going to be showing up later on today? Who would be the weirdest person, in all of your opinion, the single strangest person on the fan site? Do you guys have a consensus on that? Yeah, would it be you? All right, come over here for a second. Good. Well, I'm sorry. I want to talk to you. Now, I don't know whether they have shut the microphones off inside the studio and they're talking about me or whether they're just letting me. I really don't even know if this is being broadcast. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Why do they think you're the weirdest guy?
Because I'm stupid enough to pay to let them post all that stuff.
What does that mean? You run the site? Yeah. Hi, Don. Hi. I guess that would indicate that we are on the air, right? We are currently on the air. Good. Don said, do we go to break? Did we go to break? We are still on the air. We are still on the air. I am on the air. Hey, weird guy, come on over here again. You said that you are stupid enough to pay for this. What is that? You run the website? Is that it?
Yep.
When did you start the website?
I took it over sometime in 2002.
Why the fascination? Please try to put it, because it confuses us. We do not understand why a group of people would occupy their time talking about this show. Please shed some light on it for me.
After today, neither do I.
Okay, that's not a good answer, but that's all right. So, we're still on the air. Yes, sir. Yes, what can I do for you? Go ahead.
At least 2 or 3 hours a day. Well, actually,
why not 4 hours a day, sir?
Well, my head will be 4 hours plus, and
I have to point out that there are ants that are circling your scab right now. I have to point that out. Are you aware that the ants are near your scab? You might want to brush that. How did you skin your knee, sir?
Mowing your lawn.
Mowing your lawn. You had a little fall.
No, it's just tractor.
Oh, you fell off your tractor.
Against the tractor.
You bumped your skin against the tractor. That's a nasty little gash there. Well, we're sitting here. I'm not even sure whether we're still on the air. Now you're staring. Come over here. Stand up and come over here for a second. Come over to Grandpa's rocking chair. What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Ashburn.
Are you having a good time out here today?
Absolutely.
You glad that I came out?
Oh, sure.
I'm having a good time, too. I'm starting to get really comfortable with all you people. I could actually do the whole show out here today. I really could. I have no real idea because I can't see inside whether we're on the air or not. Are we on or off the air? We are still on the air? Oh, good. That's a good thing. All right, come on over here, Joe. Joe, I've tried to get everybody to open up and tell us about what are some of the weird theories or out there theories that have been posted on the website. They call them threads. See, I don't know a lot about this internet stuff. Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
Well, honestly, I can't really help you because I've only been a lurker recently, and I've been invited by my good friends here who are...
Now, a lurker, is that internet speak?
I guess it is, yeah.
A lurker?
I do have one claim to fame.
You've never been on Dateline NBC, have you?
Not lately.
All right, just check.
But I do have one claim to fame, and that is I did help to program the original CD you guys put out 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. You mean our like, interactive game CD? That's so very sad. You can go back and sit down, too. Well, that's a little perspective on what we're doing. We're out here in the grassy knoll outside of our studios here at 10800 Main Street with the fan group, and everybody's enjoying themselves. And I still don't know whether we have gone to break yet. Raymond, are we still on the air? We are still on the air. Is it just me out here by myself? Is it just me, Raymond? It is just me. Let me recap. If you just tuned into the Don and Mike show, we're out under the delicious... what kind of tree is this? Anybody know? Is this an oak tree, Raymond? I'm not sure. But everyone's enjoying some wings and some pizza from Papa John's. And we're all sitting around my grandfatherly rocking chair and having a little interaction. Don has come out. Don is in his car. He is in his car. Now, you don't want to get rear-ended. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Don, why are you in your car?
To screw with you.
You have actually left the studio, gone down to the garage, gotten in your car, and I've been on the air this whole time.
You are correct, sir.
This was not the deal, Wade. This was not the deal that I counted on.
I know, it's like a line one.
But I will tell you, like everything, as time passes, I am becoming more accustomed to sitting out here with the folks.
Okay, then I'll see you.
No, you're not going to see me Monday. Get your ass back in the studio.
All right.
Yeah. Hold on. No, yo, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that game. I'm not doing that game. That game. That game's over. All right. Are you getting out of here? Bye. There he goes. Jesus. Oh, yes. That's Don Geronimo, everybody, who has left the studio, left the building, and left my ass out here with all of you. Isn't he cruel to me?
But now you're king.
But now I'm king. I don't like being king. Hi, we haven't met you yet. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name's Eric.
Eric, how long have you been part of the fan site?
Gosh, since 2002, I guess.
2002, good long time, wonderful. Is there anybody else we haven't chatted with yet? Is there anybody? Anyone? Let me talk to this woman who came prepared. What do you have in your cooler today? Look at all this. What is that? Potato salad? What? Wait, Don's gone around the block again. You're holding up traffic. Yes, Don?
Damn it!
Get out of here. Get out. I'm going to call the police. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. He's saying something else. What?
I love your show.
Thanks a lot, man. So you've been... This lady is not real happy. I'm back to you right here.
Look at... She's not... This is what's wrong with Honk for Cash. She's not honking.
She is not honking. She is just staring. And, ma'am, call the police. Call the police. Report him. Call the police. No, they're looking at me like they're confused. I believe they might be from somewhere in Asia.
I'll handle that for you.
Blind box, oh, please.
All right, well, see you soon.
Don, can I have a ride?
I gotta go.
Bye. Bye.
Pardon me, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
How are things out there?
You know, for a while there, Rob, I didn't realize that this entire segment had been on the air.
It was riveting. Do you think now would be a good time to go to break?
You know, Rob, I'm not going to do that because, you know, I might get in trouble for that.
No, you're well within your right.
Now, Rob, my life has been made really difficult, and I know if we don't go to break right now, that makes your life difficult. So in a way, you know, I'm just kind of like passing it along. You know that movie, Pay It Forward, Rob? I'm doing that in a very negative way.
You're paying it forward in a bad way.
Just one second, Rob. Let me chat with a couple more of these fans here. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, how long have you been part of the fan site?
I don't actually go there.
You don't go there. You're his wife. Okay, so this is his hobby.
Yes.
Is this his number one hobby? Oh, motorcycle. Nice bike. All right. Is this his biggest hobby? Is this like what he gets into more than anything else?
No.
Now, what are some of his other interests?
Other websites,
so he's just a nerd, Nick? Kind of an internet geek?
Kinda, you could say.
And what's in your cooler? You're the most prepared person out here today. What did you bring today?
There's soda, macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad, oh God! Macaroni salad, I love macaroni salad. Did you make it yourself?
No.
Oh, now come on.
No.
You didn't? What else do you have in there?
That's it.
Do you have any human organs in there at all?
No.
Wait, hold on a second. Now, Don's pointing at his wife. What? I can't seem to say. We have to break. We have to break. I just can't. Yeah, all right. I can see you. I'm going on now, aren't I?
See, now I feel like it's payback. I don't want to stay on, but I want to because it's ending with you guys.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Beverly golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show. They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
Well, Mike made it back inside.
Yay. I really was in a state of confusion for the longest time. I didn't know what was really going on. It's hard to see in that window. You know that?
That's kind of on purpose.
So you thrust yourself up against the glass and pressed your bare breasts up against it. I couldn't see you very well. But I was very surprised.
I didn't push myself up and push my breasts against the window.
Yeah. You try to tell them that you didn't do that.
Okay, Midnight Express, I didn't.
I'm just joshing you, just like you were joshing me up there. Just trying to download from that. Those are tough interviews. We've interviewed a lot of people. It's tough to bring those people out of their shell.
Oh, yeah. You know how I know that you were just up to here?
Right.
You fell for that old, the Awana ride.
Yeah.
You fell for it. And normally,
I was desperate to get out of there at that moment.
Normally, you, even under it. A regular day, if I said, do you want to ride? Mm-hmm. It'd always be like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You going to pull away?
Well, you caught me in the heat of battle. You really did. Yeah. But I do think that we actually spoke with everyone that was out there, or almost everyone that was out there.
Well, that's good.
Good people. Salt of the earth, Don.
And don't forget, you'll be going out every commercial break today. That was your promise to those creepy internet people.
And I'm a man of my word. I told them that when I was leaving the first time. I will be back during every commercial break. And hopefully we'll continue some of the fine conversations that we just got underway with.
Oh. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm from Spokane, Washington, but I'm in San Diego working for a while. I was just wondering if I can hear you guys down here anywhere.
Sure, we're at 108.5 FM.
Sounds good, thanks.
Thanks, Ron. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You've broken more radios with that joke. It was much better in the old dial days, when you'd sit there and you'd literally unscrew the dial trying to find that frequency.
But it stopped like at 107.7.
And then he's turning it to the right, and finally the knob just breaks off.
Okay, a couple of things we can discuss. And, first, thank you, Mike, on behalf of all of us.
Yes.
Thank you for going out there and saying hi to those people from, and we should give them a plug. It's Radio Gods Forum. It's a creepy internet site. And they're all very well-intentioned, very, very nice people who get into the show maybe just a little bit.
And I was serious when I said I really don't go there, and I am so lacking in internet savvy. I didn't know what an avatar was. And everybody, and I really felt like a moron because everybody seemed to know what an avatar
was. You had one for your football team, fantasy football.
Okay, now I know what it is. Yes, I suppose I did learn out there.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, Tunic.
All right. Illustrating.
I understand.
What I do.
I understand, babe. Let's do this.
Okay, Ghost.
Time to pick the grapes.
Okay, right. Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, if I didn't say that the last time you wore that shirt.
Buzz has made another lovely vase.
Come, turn pottery with me.
That is amazing.
All right, thank you for doing that, Mike.
Thank you for putting a grandfatherly rocking chair out there, too.
Pat Brittany was on Dateline last night. And, she's still my girl. But, boy, is she fat.
Nothing in the interview changed your mind at all? You're still in her corner?
No, listen, she's a mess. Right now, she's a total mess. Mm-hmm. She's 5 months pregnant. She's living with retarded K-Fed.
She claims that they are happily married.
But she's, not only is she dirty, emotionally retarded.
She's not all that bright, right?
That's the thing.
She's a dummy.
That came out more than any time I've ever heard her interviewed before. She is just so goddamn dumb, which makes her all the more appealing to me.
I got it.
Really?
I mean, like the dumbness.
Yeah.
The real stupidity. I mean, it's not fake stupidity,
right.
too.
No.
It's not tweaked up stupidity. It's not Goldie Hawn dumb blonde stupidity. It's real, legitimate stupidity.
I'm watching it last night, and now it's on at the same time as the game is.
Right.
So, but like for the first 20 minutes, and please, ABC, can you just spare us? It comes on at 8:30 with the goddamn dog and pony show with Stuart One-Eye Scott and Dan My Hair Never Moves Patrick.
Right.
And I got to sit through that for a half an hour. So at 9 o'clock, I think, okay, it's time for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how the Bulls started that thing where everybody in the league now has some type of goddamn show?
Yeah.
Before the game?
Right.
Well, now some teams, in my humble opinion, they do it right. Like if you've ever watched the Pistons, they've actually got a DJ, a hip hop DJ,
mm-hmm.
who's there, and he's spinning and he's saying, the whole thing is just theatrical, as you know.
Right.
You're Detroit Pistons. Well, in Miami, they try something similar. It takes about 10 minutes. You're watching on your beautiful, big, high-definition television, as I am.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I realize what I'm watching is a high-definition camera in the arena in Miami taking a shot of their big jumbotron, where they're playing like their jive promotion.
Is it a tight shot where it kind of looks like that's... Is it taking up the whole screen?
No. Okay. And they're just showing the jive in-house, badly produced, promotional, get-excited-for-the-game video that they've got.
Do they have lasers?
No, but when they introduced each of the players, I take it back, Mike. They do have lasers,
okay.
And they also have big, gigantic pyrotechnics.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
And the thing that ruined it was they showed the guy who was the announcer. They gave the announcer an incredible amount of FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for instance, the guy in Detroit, who I've mentioned, gets FaceTime, but he's comfortable with it.
Right.
And the shot of the guy in Detroit was with him at the turntables, working both of them.
Yeah.
He's got all the bling on. He's you're Detroit Pistons. I mean, it's a good experience.
Right.
What you've got here is the guy who is just obviously... standard white guy, Italian-looking guy with a real big schnoz, who in the middle of all of this, I mean, really, he looks like Jamie Farr.
In the great tradition of the, well, we call them booth guys in the radio business, but they're PA announcers, and usually you don't run into a lot of real handsome guys.
To those who watch the game, you feel like I do, I'm sure it's like, come on, enough with the crap, you could run this at 8:30. It's like 9:10, and I'm having to watch the lights go down, and they do the whole thing where they bring out the other team, and then they go into high gear when it's time to announce the Heat, and they keep showing this guy. And I think, thank God the people in the stands can't see this, because I wouldn't cheer for the team. And then they go, he's got the big voice like this, and at center, number 32, Shaquille O'Neal. And while it sounds great, you have to picture a sweaty Italian-looking guy, really like Jamie Farr, and he's wearing a wrinkled Izod shirt, and I'm not kidding about this. Pitted out to the max.
Oh no!
You can see the big gigantic pit stain,
yeah.
And I was going between that and the Britney Spears.
Did it take you out of the mood? Did it destroy your viewing experience?
It did, and and at one point I was on the phone with my girlfriend. She's like, I was curious to see how the game's going. And I said, you know, screw this game. It's 9:15. Tip-off's not even till 9:20. I've been watching Britney Spears all night.
Why do they wait so late to broadcast the games, do you think?
I mean,
wouldn't 8 o'clock be better for advertising revenue?
I think maybe because people on the West Coast want to see it, too. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, she got into it with me a little bit last night about Britney Spears. Not got into it, but she said, have you been watching it? I said, yeah. And she said, what do you think? And I said, she's a pig. She said, okay. And I said, but she's still my pig. She said, and
I do not understand why she is still your pig. That one of all of them, I can't figure it out. I mean, there's so many.
Former pig, maybe.
Because, I mean, at her very best,
right.
You can't argue with the stomach, the whole.
When she was a cheerleader and everything,
right.
In that video.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my girlfriend said to me, like, let's say it's Jennifer Aniston is the top of the fantasy heap, and you know that for me that she has been.
Mm-hmm.
She's, where's Britney Spears? Seriously. Still, like, in the top five.
Wow.
Somewhere in the top five.
I'm so, it makes me feel bad. It really does.
I just wanted to scrub her last night.
Well, of course.
I just wanted to scrub her
down.
What's
the hair? What was that? What was she doing with her hair? Because it's been enough.
Yeah, the hair is kind
of... The hair is kind of like get out of bed.
It's kind of frizzy, kind of permed. Yeah. She got a big old fat face now, and when she was crying, her mascara was coming all the way down. Okay. And,
didn't it seem like her face had inflated somehow? I mean, it was just bigger.
Well, she's pregnant, I guess. She's well, that's bloated. The look. My question would be, did words come easy to her?
No. No. And again...
Silver tongue devil, Brittany.
And again,
you know, the wordsmith.
The evidence is absolutely piling up against why I would still...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Boner in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously purely sexual.
But I would, yes.
She arouses something in you.
Yes, even last night.
Mm-hmm. Is it her eyes? Is it her... I mean, because she's fat now. She's sloppy now.
She's got a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a nice body. You know, to speak your language, Mike, she's got a nice caboose.
And as you have as you have so eloquently said, she's not burdened by deep thoughts.
And I think
she doesn't seem to be burdened by deep
thoughts.
Clearly
not. I think she pretty much, unlike another celebrity fantasy, Jennifer Aniston,
uh-huh.
I imagine you could just say to Britney Spears, hey, why don't you do this? And she'd say, I would love to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A bit more cooperative. Do you think she'd probably be better in the sack than a lot of celebrities?
Of course she'd be.
Because she's with that.
She's fantastic in the sack.
That's all they do. She's picture that's all they do.
Anyway, here she is now. Gosh, we've only got about 18,000 cuts. Here she is talking about cooking and cleaning.
Oh, good.
Herself, 21. Is that it? Yeah. Number 21?
Cooking and cleaning.
Britney Spears.
I like to cook, try to cook, and I like to clean. I clean, and I'm obsessive like that, and I like to, if I watch TV, I do watch the home, redoing.
Hold on. Redoing?
Uh-huh. Mike, she likes the home improvement shows and the home makeover shows.
So the channel she referred to is the home?
She likes the redoing shows.
The home redoing shows.
That's right.
She
likes
the redoing shows.
Well, we got to get her together with the decider. Wow.
Told you. I really don't have an answer for this, but I...
Redoing.
I still like her.
I like to cook. Try to cook. And I like to clean. I clean, and I'm obsessive like that. And I like to, if I watch TV, I do watch the home, redoing the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And I get into like redoing my living room and the baby's room and all that.
So
stuff.
Do you clean the house by yourself?
Yes, I have a maid that comes once a week, but she slacks a little bit.
Wow.
But
I were to come here and ring the doorbell by surprise, I
would be
cleaning, vacuuming. Doing the toilets?
Doing the laundry, everything. Mm-hmm.
See, there's a side of you we didn't know.
Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
I pictured there'd be housekeepers around here.
No, I mean, this house is so big, I have to have some help.
Brittany's toilet.
Okay, so she's obsessive. Let's just tackle this one at a time.
Yes.
She's obsessive about cleaning. What about her own feet?
Okay, valid point.
Mm-hmm.
I have no answer for that.
Yeah, the soles of her shoes.
Right.
But the soles of her feet.
But does she not sound like the perfect young chickapoo to mold like a piece of Play-Doh any way
she's
like?
She's a major superstar, pop superstar, and it sounds like she's been fetterlined completely.
All she wants to do is cook and clean.
Repeatedly.
Honey.
You know, he's basically out in Vegas getting lap dances while she's back doing that. Wow.
Cook and clean and lay on your back.
Who knew?
Let's go. Oh, and now Matt Lauer makes her cry.
Cooking, cleaning, and redoing.
Matt.
Yeah. It's okay. I would like for them to leave me alone. You have babies at home, and you have a wife, and if you don't, you have to realize that we're people, and that we just need privacy, and we need our respect, and those are things that you have to have as a human being.
Listen, even I
and if I choose to drive down the Santa Monica Freeway with my baby on my lap,
eat
let me do
honey.
It.
That was right before she did the farmer's knot.
And?
Right there, now, right on Matt Lauer's pants leg.
Okay, you mentioned with the baby. Here we go.
I'm to Starbucks, and I see a bunch of photographers, and I'm scared, and I want to get out of the situation. My baby's crying. They're coming up on the, you know, the sides of the car, which is a scary situation for me, you know, and they're banging on the windows, and that's not something I want my baby to, you know, so I get my baby out of the car and I go home. So, I mean, and I just feel like they're taking cheap shots.
that driving incident was from, like, here was, like, 5 minutes away. Starbucks was, like, right there.
I can't go anywhere without someone judging me. You know, I did it with my dad. I sit in his lap and I drive. We're country.
We're country.
She's so dumb.
That explains.
We're country. Mm-hmm. So there's no remorse there.
She's so dumb.
She's not going to admit that she made a mistake.
No. She's so dumb.
Which tells me, unfortunately, she's going to drop the baby again.
Oh, yeah.
She's not like Big Ben. Did you have to hear Big Ben?
No, I didn't get a chance to hear Big Ben.
Or read his statements. I guess he can't really say it.
Well, we had tape of him yesterday.
Spartacus. But he actually put out a statement that was something like,
I'm sorry. If I ever ride a motorcycle again, I promise I'll wear a helmet. And I'm sorry.
So he's able to talk with his jaw all, you know, meddled up and all that.
I think it was like relayed through a, I was just doing like a, you know, one of my great impressions, Mike.
So we don't know whether he's able to speak yet.
Yeah, he can speak. It was a print statement. He can speak, but not very clearly just now. Hello, Linda. I want to tell you all that I'm not going to be able to ride a motorcycle for a while, but I'll wear a helmet and I do all my own cooking, cleaning, and redoing. It was 5 minutes away. My dad used to let me sit in his lap when he drove 60 miles an hour.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, your personal pet peeve, she's chewing gum the entire time.
Ass. Yes.
You know what?
She's just crap.
Yeah, tell me about it. And listen,
I'm sorry. Come on.
Complete white trash move.
I have no defense for this except to say I would take...
She's chewing gum during the interview?
Yes.
Oh. God, that makes me mad. I don't know why it does, but it does.
I would take the A train to her thighs any day. I mean,
you know what I don't argue with you that she's an attractive woman. The whole Britney Spears thing
put me
makes
on the,
me mad. It to me represents how stupid we've become.
The monorail to her mouth.
You guys rock.
That's the ride I want to be on.
You'll get rid of that gum.
The teacups that go to her C cups.
But see, she's not super hot anymore. If she was super hot, I could understand a little of this attention.
Yeah.
When is the last time she even put out a record?
Who cares?
She makes records.
Who cares?
When's the last time Paris Hilton did anything besides suck some guy's D on the internet?
Right now, you're putting it that Paris Hilton is in the exact same category. But Paris Hilton looks good on a fashion runway.
Right.
She still looks good.
Classy.
She's
classy.
Rich white
classy
trash.
White.
Sexy.
Yes.
Someone just emailed us a very... So don't get mad, Mike. It's her in a bathing suit. She's so pregnant. She's wearing a bikini. Hot! It's my girl.
Uh-huh.
The redoing shows.
She's not an unattractive woman in this photograph.
No.
I'll surprise you.
She looked like crap last night on TV, though. She looked like a fat Tammy Faye Baker.
And that's the way... I think, is that the way her hair was? Did she have it pulled up like
that? Oh, no, it was down. It looked awful.
How far along are you?
I am... I don't know. I think 6 to 7 months.
She doesn't...
So you're due in September?
Mm-hmm.
Off by
Emma, do you know what you're having?
I do not know.
A baby.
Are you going to find out?
No, I want to be surprised.
I want a baby, man. How far along are you? I don't know.
A baby.
I don't know.
I don't really like birthing.
Listen, I have no defense for this.
Well, you know what? You're being honest about it.
Yeah.
And I understand
yeah.
it. It makes sense to me because you've never wavered. There's something about her, you know, when she eventually, if she chooses to, if she gets back
she's
to performing.
She's got
to
get cleaned up. She's got to lose the weight.
You know, she gets a little leaner, she's going to look fine. And we'll probably all be back to thinking she's hot again.
But we'll never be smarter.
We'll never be able to get the image of her speaking out of our mouth.
That's right.
What do you got there, another picture?
She'll look a lot better after she calves.
Huh.
Well, calves that youngin.
There she is. There she is on the beach with her baby.
Now I know you like that picture.
Of course I do. She's leaning over. Look at that.
Look at that.
You know, you know how you feed babies. You know how mommies feed babies. Let me just tell you, kids out there.
I think that's the whole thing. You know. Now that wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more sinister when we get below the surface of this.
No.
Here I was just saying I understand, and now I know where it comes
long
from.
Long before she had a kid, even when she was popular. And I would get voted down on the show because, like, oh, what, Britney Spears, please.
Do you know when she got me? When that picture was posted, that she was coming out of, I think it was a convenience store restroom or a gas station restroom, and she was coming out with bare feet.
I know.
You're beyond pig today.
We had the story on the show.
I know. She's an absolute pig.
You might be running to the beach or something, and in a pinch, you know, you just dash out of the car. Everybody has that, but I'm sorry, that celebrity, she walks out, and you look down on the soles of her shoes, you see those disgusting.
She's Elvis with a vagina. Are you happy?
I think if you were more into feet, you would be less into Britney Spears, because I consider the feet, a beautiful woman's feet could be sexy.
A temple. Yeah.
And you can suck on toes and do that type of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Help yourself.
Well, see, that's why you don't care about Britney's feet.
Help yourself. Go get some broad like Meryl Streep. I bet her feet taste great.
I bet Meryl Streep's feet are perfect.
Streep feet.
I bet her feet are well manicured.
I bet they taste like old lady feet.
Well, she's not as young as she used to be. I want to see that new movie where she plays the bitch. I want to see that. That looks pretty funny.
Yeah, because her career is skyrocketing. What with that Garrison Keillor movie? Hold on a second. You think I'm piling on? You're being defensive, and you shouldn't be.
Right.
I'm piling on Meryl Streep.
You don't like Meryl Streep?
Hold on. It's not Meryl Streep. How long have I hated Garrison Keillor?
Oh, that's been... Okay.
Ariel Companion?
Forever.
That's her new movie where she sings with Lindsay Lohan, and it made like 4 cents last weekend.
Right, right.
And nobody went to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's doing.
But I think...
She's got another film coming out as well.
I'd say probably painted toenails, well pedicured.
Oh, sure.
Open-toed sandals.
Yeah, she takes her shirt off, and it would be like Screech from Saved by the Bell taking his shirt off. Concave chest.
Meryl Streep.
French lieutenant's woman, please.
Meryl Streep has had 3 toes amputated.
From that lawn mowing accident?
Her diabetes.
Oh, dear. Oh. The blue toes.
Yeah, she's not well.
The blue toes of Streep.
It's always diabetes with you, boy.
And asthma.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, she looked like Courtney Love.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give that. A little Courtney Love going on. There's another great compliment.
Brittany?
Little Courtney Love going. Yeah. Could have been on a little, like, mini Courtney Love. Yeah.
You know, I with Federline in the house, I bet they get into some pharmaceuticals occasionally.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Well, part of the, if you read the tabloids, she gets mad at him for smoking weed. She, like, throws his weed away, and that's when she takes his credit cards away.
You know, maybe you're right. I'm thinking that maybe her vice is those big gooey, like, frops that she goes out and she buys. Mm-hmm. You know, she gets the milkshakes. How often do you see her?
Always.
When she doesn't have something in her hand that she's nibbling
on. Put in her mouth.
Right.
And that's what I love about her.
I get it.
She's got something in her hand that she wants to put in her mouth.
I think she's going to look like, pre-diet Kirstie Alley in about 5 years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Because Kirstie Alley looks so good now.
Well, she has.
Hey, hold on, please. You know, Jenny Craig really should get their money back.
I think you're wrong about that.
She's
not skinny, you know, scary skinny. Now,
okay,
but she's on the road, and she does. I mean, everybody remembers what she did look like at one time.
She has lost weight, but she has not lost enough weight where you look at her and you go like,
yeah,
whoa,
she's still thin,
like even when she was on Cheers, she got
the cankles.
She was big boned.
Yes,
yeah. She got Popeye arms for legs.
Do you think she's going to get better? I think she's going to get better looking. I think she's going to continue to lose the weight.
Oh,
or do you think she's reached holding pattern?
And down there, well, you know, it's kind of a moot point because I believe down there is a mess
with the excess skin.
Down there, she might as well call her genitals Baghdad.
I see.
That's just.
Oh, my God.
How weather-beaten I imagine they are.
Well, Jenny Craig, if you see the TV commercials, you know, they brought the ringer in. And they made it kind of a comical thing. But because I really don't think the results for Kirstie weren't probably where they went.
Right.
So let's bring the woman that lost, I think, less weight, but happens to look better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what? And I know she was she's a real-life girl.
Right.
The real lady. When I looked at that ad, I thought... She's not a piece of ass, the lady that lost all the weight.
The blonde lady.
Yeah.
With the bikini.
And also, even like losing the weight, that's what I say to some people. I mean, why lose weight? You're going to lose weight. Still going to be ugly. I mean,
yeah.
You look at the lady in the Jenny Craig commercial. You say she's hot. Well, she's hot compared to Kirstie Alley.
No, she's a ringer. I didn't say she was hot. I said they brought a ringer to balance Kirstie Alley.
Right.
Right now, you can't put Kirstie Alley in the bikini. She'll look like a Sharpay.
But I wish they would have brought a real ringer. Like, you know, at least a chick that look halfway decent.
Yeah, those say, yeah, it's about 50-50 when you see those weight loss commercials where you'll see the lady and they say, 110 pounds, and it's a shade of difference.
You know, you see the biggest pigs.
L.A. Weight Loss Center.
There's just something about the women and men.
Look what I've done. Hey, look at me.
Oh, there.
13 pounds.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing very well, thank you.
Good. I got the mutual Britney admiration with you, man. I got this fantasy right now. Those big jugs are just full of...
Oh, listen, call me in the office.
There you go.
Call me in the office.
Full of what? Yeah, it's just another call, another chat group.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Full of love, Buzz.
That's right.
Full of creamy love. My DJ name. Creamy love with you.
Why don't you use frothy?
Frothy.
Yeah, frothy love.
Frothy love.
Some reason I tolerate that a little bit.
French, fresh from the pump.
Frothy love.
Hello.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, this is Don and Mike, and you're going to be the last caller in this segment, so don't screw the pooch.
Here you go.
Hi there.
Okay. Did you notice that she looks a lot like Anna Nicole Smith, except for shorter and not as hot?
And again, that's another right on, a very astute compliment. Thus far, she's been compared to Courtney Love and Anna Nicole Smith, and I don't dispute any of it.
Anna Nicole Smith, and this is the second drug use reference that we've had.
Yes.
Because I think we've all agreed that Anna Nicole Smith is on something.
Yeah, but the Britney thing is just because she's so sloppy.
Right.
She's just sloppy and stupid.
When she was talking, you could barely understand her at first.
And I also believe the whole cleaning thing is a lie.
Oh,
I believe she's lying.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was loud. No, I believe she does. I think she does that. That's appealing to me. Sure. I can picture
because her M.O.
spick and span, cleaning stuff.
Her M.O. is the whole lazy thing.
Yeah, the only
thing... Why she doesn't even put shoes on.
The only thing she cleans is her plate.
I like that, Rob.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? That's just more Britney Spears.
That's right.
You gonna eat that biscuit? Come on. Let me just sop up the rest of this gravy with your biscuit.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Put on the redoing show.
See that redoing show.
Turn on the home station.
I like cleaning, cooking, eating, sucking. There, I've said it.
Yes.
Guilty as charged. Yeah, I know the babies do. Kevin, the doctor says we can still do it. Now, come on.
No, get her done.
And that's where you'd win that argument, too. No, we're not. There's only... Next 6 months, guess what? You live right here.
Mm-hmm.
Zipper City.
Meanwhile, Kevin Federline's in there. Right, right, right. Right.
Oh, there's...
Oh, okay. They're great.
I apologize.
Baby, clean my toilet. Clean my toilet, baby.
There is absolutely no way that I should... What are you doing?
I'm cleaning up.
What did he do now?
He's obsessively, compulsively cleaning up.
He's like Britney.
Here's what he's done. He's already taken the Britney Spears. Not that we're done with this yet, and I know we should hit a commercial, and we will, but he's taking the... This has nothing to do with the time on the show. While we're talking, he's taking the Britney Spears disc. He's taking it out of its little box that we put it in the machine and putting it in and making sure that all the cuts are numbered up correctly. Mm-hmm. We're just straightening it out.
You made him sad. Look at that face.
No, I just know I'm right.
How are you right?
Do you see what he does when he does? When he says that, he resembles like a 1930s school marm. He purses his lips.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I just know I'm right. And then he goes,
you are right. Why?
Because eventually we'll need that disc again, mm-hmm. and it'll be where we know where it is.
But why did you take it out now and put it away now?
Because this machine is going to have to be open for you to play a record.
And how long?
10.5 minutes.
Okay, I close my case, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody can argue with his ability to flip and think ahead.
Fat ass.
Bananas, by the way.
We'll be right back now. Oh, don't we have our Father's Day guest coming up, right?
Huh?
Okay. A tranny daddy.
Oh, delightful.
A tranny daddy when we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally, isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Mexico's field?
We'd ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you're getting more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
You cut that out, Beaver.
Yeah, hi. That's a setup tape for Father's Day here. Leave it to Beaver tape.
Right.
Normally I wouldn't do this, but it's Friday.
Yes.
I just wait for Mike to make it back to the studio.
Ah, this usually happens to me, not Mike.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's out, I think, spending quality time.
Outside having fun with the internet fans.
Uh-huh.
Setting them up.
Having their picnic, their annual picnic.
I understand he got some fireworks. Somebody brought some fireworks down.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, yeah, he still has his sunglasses on, but he's in the building.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
The famous Mike O'Mara.
I could not tear myself away.
Sure.
Thank you. We've not even officially rejoined yet from commercials, Mike.
I forgot the guy's name that gave us the firecrackers. I'm not kidding you. You know why I'm late? I actually was enjoying myself out there. I was actually enjoying the conversation. I was talking to the guy about Iraq. He's the guy that came back. One of our fans out there from the fan site was just come back from Iraq. And I got really totally caught up in the conversation. And that was right after the guy gave us quarter sticks of dynamite so we can blow stuff up. And it was recommended that we do that next Thursday, perhaps. Some of the stuff that's not going to be traveling with us. That might be fun.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you're back.
Oh, man, would let me have a right across the puss.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
The cure for your priapism, the Don and Mike Show.
Those are Leave It to Beaver tapes with Beaver and Wally talking to Dad, because Father's Day is this weekend. Gosh, I hope we have time today for my annual Father's Day address.
Yeah.
But we have a special Father's Day guest. Father's Day this weekend will be celebrated by Donna Rose. Donna spent the first 40 years on this planet as David Rose.
David.
Won wrestling tournaments, even had a son. Then decided to become a woman. Now, the website that we're going to give in a moment, Buzz, are you at the website?
Yeah, I'm all queued up with a lot of great pictures.
Do you have the pictures?
No. I do.
We have pictures as she is today, as a man.
Right.
As a boy,
that's her,
playing football, wrestling, weightlifting, and in bandages.
That's pretty, I mean, for transsexuals, that's wow.
Everybody out there.
Do you agree, Buzz?
Sound like Tom Gavin. Everybody out there, by a computer, go to DonnaRose.com.
Right. Where's the before? Where's Donna when Donna was a man?
Scroll down, Buzz.
Here she is as Dave.
That blows me away.
There she is before. A lot of other great pictures. I would not, if I was talking to Donna, I would not make any connection that
Hold
Donna
on.
Was a man.
Check out that one. I mentioned that. That's Donna playing high school football.
Wow.
There's Donna as a young man.
As a weightlifter. As a wrestler.
It's our Father's Day tribute as we talk to Donna Rose.
During the transition. So
there's a little plastic surgery
going on. So. Oh, yeah.
That I hope I dialed correctly.
I'm sure you did.
Many times, if you know if the microphones are on.
Yeah. I'll see.
All right. Okay, wrong.
The bloom is definitely not off the rose.
I guess you better dial, Rob. And while we wait, just say, Dan Rose,
she's all you'd ever want. She's the
he is a lady.
This is Donna.
Hello. Hey, Donna. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Well, Donna, we were just on the website, and we were looking at the before and after.
She's a lady.
And I've seen a lot of pictures of transsexuals before, but, you know, you really turned yourself into a fine-looking woman.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Wow. It is. So, I know you don't like to hear this, but happy Father's Day, even though I know you like to celebrate Mother's Day.
Oh, actually, no, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, really? Oh.
I mean, it's funny because I think that Father's Day and Mother's Day are just really good days to celebrate your parents. And to me, you know, father or mother, there are all kinds of non-traditional people who fill any given role. So it's just nice to have a day when you can appreciate the people who are important in your life. So
how long ago did you, we looked at the pictures of you playing football when you were in high school, when you were like a regular guy. When did you know you wanted to do this, and did you cut your wiener off, and do you have girl parts now, and... I guess I'm loaded with questions for you, darling.
I have so many questions for Donna.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think that most people who knew me, there are so many misconceptions about us, about transgender people.
Give us one. What's really one of the biggest ones?
But, you know, for me, I was married for almost 20 years. I have a son.
Hey, Buzz, what's that picture you just found?
It's somewhere in between.
And this before. Said,
show Mike this one.
In the back. This ugly little guy, you know, you think he can take on the world. And,
one of the in-between
and
pictures.
You can just handle your stuff. That's what guys are
doing. Looks like a football player in drag.
You pick it up and you do what you got to do. And right. So,
What is the biggest, would you say is the biggest misconception about transgender people?
That we're somehow flawed, that we're somehow sick or somehow need to be cured. Because I've come to understand that, you know, being a person, diversity is just a wonderful thing. There are all kinds of people, and unfortunately we assign values to different traits of good or bad. And
what's so great about being a girl?
You know, the funny thing is, what's so great just about being myself? And that's the real question.
Well, no, I mean that seriously, because I could give you a million great reasons I think it's great to be a guy.
You what's think so?
Oh, are you kidding me? Let's get beyond the obvious,
now,
honey.
Now, she answered that like a woman would answer that question. You think so? It's almost a little sarcastic.
Let's be honest. We all know that men run the world. It's a man's world, baby. But beyond that, I mean, some of the things that perhaps you don't think of being great, I do. You know, going to the bathroom outside.
that's on the list for you.
I'll give you that one.
yeah, that's tough to argue.
Hey, listen, what about, you know, you're sitting around, you know, you're in your sweats, you're watching a TV show, you scratch your balls, you just put your hand on there and you do it. Now, if you're a woman, you do that?
There are other things in my life these days that are more interesting to me than the old days. And it's...
Well, then please educate me. What's great about being a girl? Because I just gave you two examples that I think are great about being a guy. You can scratch yourself all the time.
Right.
What's
a hell of an argument, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's tough to compete against.
I mean, have you always liked soft, feminine things? I don't want to pigeonhole you here.
No, that's one of those misconceptions, to think that, you know, I played with dolls or any of those things. That really wasn't it, or that even I even wanted to. I think, again, that's a stereotype that really doesn't fit. But the freedom that I feel these days, just to be myself, I can. Women have much more freedom than men do. You know, just the way they act, the way they look, the things that they can like.
Keep thinking that. Why do you think that?
Just go into a restaurant and you'll see, you know, the way that the waitresses are wearing starched shirts with men's ties. You know, if you were to go into a restaurant where men were wearing more typically feminine attire, it just wouldn't be right.
There's no secret.
Strong argument.
There is no secret that doing this is, it's an amazing ordeal. I mean, physically, yeah. Mentally, everything. You have to have, I would imagine, just a real, this must have been with you all the time. When did it start? When did you have this desire to get this done? Because I would imagine it would be kind of painful.
Well, it was, and I kind of kept in the background when I was growing up. But, you know, as I think as you approach middle age, you kind of take stock of your life. It's almost like a second puberty where you really have to figure out where you are with the time that you've been here and if you're really happy. And right at that time, my father died, you know, and which is kind of apropos in talking about Father's Day. And when you face the pressures of losing a parent, and and really considering your own life and whether you've been true to yourself and whether you have any regrets. It really is a compelling
experience. That's what pushed you over the edge, huh?
Well, it helped,
so to speak.
It helped to re-energize my need to make some decisions.
Well, who handled it the worst when you made this transition? Who was the toughest person to deal with?
My wife.
I would imagine
surprise.
So.
By the way,
yeah.
But that didn't go so well.
Yeah,
I bet. Still,
tell me something now. Please be brutally honest. Uh-huh. Are you hotter than your wife, than your ex-wife?
Good question.
Are you now hotter? Are you physically hotter than your ex-wife?
Well, I my son thinks so. Oh, you know, again.
Where's my weird stick? That's weird.
You know, I went right down to the bottom of this where it says you hope you get a Father's Day card from your 20-year-old son. But you said he might not remember, but you are on good terms with your 20-year-old son?
Oh, my son and I, we have a great time. I mean, if you were in my shoes, life is very funny.
First off, my feet wouldn't fit.
You're probably right. But
Donna, what's your height and weight? Can we ask that and be so bold?
Oh, God, you have to. Well, I'm 5'10". Well, 5'9", actually.
5'9".
Round up, women round down. That's just the way that it is.
Okay, all right.
And I'm about 116, 165.
Oh, okay.
Rather bitsy. Buzz, who's that picture you have up?
That's Donna as Dave when she was Dave with, I believe, her son that she was just referencing.
Yeah.
So, you were such a man. Can I just say that? I mean,
yeah, that is about the average Joe of average Joes. That picture, yeah. I'm looking at.
You're standing there. You're wearing a tank top. You're holding the baby. You're just a regular looking
dude
guy.
Huh? Yeah, you know it's funny because at one point three of the
happy Father's
best experiences of my life happened in a football stadium. You know, I mean, that's to me that's a guy thing.
And what are the three best experiences? One of them had to be playing football, high school football, right?
I enjoyed playing football. I enjoyed wrestling even more. That was my sport, you know, and because there was a time I bench pressed well over 300 pounds. And, and I was very athletic in high school.
What are the three things that football did for you?
Well, there's a mental toughness that being an athlete brings to you that I think has really helped me in every aspect of my life, you know, in my career, in my transition, it just in my outlook on things in general. Just being a dedicated athlete is a very important thing in many ways. But
hold on, I got another question. I'm sorry. If I was to meet you in a bar,
uh-huh.
and we were to have some type of physical attraction,
uh-huh.
and I'm not saying that you're loose like this, like I am, and immediately
like
I wanted to go back and I wanted to just devour you,
uh-huh.
Would you be so kind as to tell me that you used to be a man?
Great. I was going to ask you a question differently. I was going to say, how early in a relationship
or
with a man
Or would you just not tell me?
How do you handle that?
Well, I'll answer it in two parts. First, I'm generally more interested in women still.
Okay, see, that's what I was going to ask you also. Because a lot of transsexuals are lesbians now as well. So you're more interested in women?
I always have been interested in women, yeah, and that hasn't changed. I mean,
that's the right answer.
Yeah,
there you go.
That hasn't changed.
Hot lesbian.
So you don't
hetero action.
Do you have any sexual relationships with men now?
No.
You don't.
Not now.
And that was
not
never
today. Not this week.
Okay, so when you were becoming a transsexual, it was not. It wasn't for the purposes of you know attracting men or being with men. That was not in the cards for you.
No, but to think that I've gone through all this just so I could be with a guy would be...
Oh, that must really piss your ex-wife off even more.
I guess it does. She doesn't talk, so we really don't have these discussions.
So you're estranged from her completely. You don't talk to her.
No, we don't talk. At least we're not yelling anymore. But, you know, so now it's a gentle... We just don't chat.
Could you, if you were on good terms with your ex-wife, could you two swap clothes? You know what I mean? Like, you know the way girls do? You're like, oh, I'll wear that top.
There's a movie about this. I forgot what movie it was, but there was a movie about a guy that was going through the whole transition, and his wife attempted to stay with him, and it was a pretty decent flick.
Oh, that HBO thing, right?
With Jessica Lange, and just how, I mean, the one thing that brought home, just how incredibly painful
it had to be. I mean, both for you and for your ex-wife. I would imagine it sucked.
And my son, too. We can't... I mean, he struggled for quite a while. It took quite a bit of time for him to understand that the bond that we had...
We're talking to Tim Resert's mother, Donna Rose.
Too funny.
Tim is the award-winning author of whatever. My dad is
Big Russ and Me.
Big Russ and Me. And this is Tim Russert's mom, Donna Rose, discussing how Tim reacted when she had a
never missed an opportunity to mess with Tim Russert.
Because in reality, she used to be known as Big Russ.
Are most transsexual women attracted to women instead of men?
You can say most. You know, everybody's different. Some certainly are. And I think that, you know, we talked a little earlier about the stereotypes. Some people do fall into those stereotypes.
How about that Shaq? Is he the man or what? Did you watch the game last night?
Yes, I saw part of the game. We were out at dinner.
Of course.
Yes, but...
Christ's sake, yeah, I feel like I'm talking to a guy now. How about that Shaq? Are you kidding me? He's on fire. Who do you like in this series, my friend?
Dallas.
Another Dallas. You know, to get all that done and to, you know, become a full-fledged transsexual where you literally change all your parts, you know, it just seems unusual to go through that. Was it ever a thought in your mind, well, I'm attracted to women, I'm not going to... make the full transition, I'm going to keep my, you know, my sexual organs as they are?
No. That was never.
Because I would always think that you would become a transsexual because you wanted to have sex with the opposite sex.
Right.
Or your same sex, but that's not true.
No, not at all. I mean, to me, my sexuality, or anybody's sexuality, I think, well, again, this is, guys, it's a whole other different deal, but
that's right.
It's not the most important driving factor in every single thing that you do. I mean, it's just part of a bigger thing.
No, embrace the inner man inside you and know that it is.
Yeah, but she does sound like a woman when she says that.
She sounds like a man talking like a woman. I'm kidding. Buzz, what's that picture of?
That's her, Donna with Pam Anderson. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, and now how recent was that photo?
3 years ago, maybe. I get, you know, this funny thing is that I get to be near people that I couldn't have gotten near within 100 yards of.
In that picture, you got the man arm.
Yeah, you got the man arm happening there.
Really close. And so I get to meet really some incredible people.
Wow.
So I might win an award ceremony.
Which is which.
Rob couldn't tell you apart from Pam Anderson.
Which is which. Well, what is your Father's Day message? Donna Rose, DonnaRose.com. What's your Father's Day message to all the dads out there?
Well... The message for me isn't necessarily for the dads, it's for the people who have dads. It's just to love and appreciate your parents, especially your fathers, because they won't be here forever. And I think that, unfortunately, time passes and you don't realize what you have until they're gone.
Amen.
Just loving them, knowing the sacrifices they made for you as a child. And
does your son have a good relationship with his mother?
It's getting better.
Good.
You know, we've had challenges, but that's just part of, you know, being a family, I suppose. You know,
part of you being you.
Mm-hmm. 20-year-old child doesn't have issues.
Wow. Good for you, I guess. If you maintain the relationship with your son, that's gotta make you feel pretty good, I would imagine.
It does. My son gets rocks. My son rocks, and he's just a great kid, and he makes me incredibly proud.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dave, well, it was nice talking to you.
Donna,
I know.
Donna, I'm sorry.
Donna, I'm kidding, David. Donna Rose, DonnaRose.com. Thank you for coming on our show, on our Father's Day show. Thank you very much. Transsexual, now living as a woman.
And have a good day. I guess we won't say Father's Day. Just have a special day.
Well, you have a nice one yourself, and I hope you call your dad.
We will.
Okay.
It's going to be long distance, but sure. Thanks. Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I mean, seriously? I can ask questions for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because I've never been able... The only thing I take away from that to go through that. Right, the surgery and the pain. It's just, there's got to be something more than you just say, you know, I want to put on dresses.
Right.
You know, that's got to be something within the way you're put together.
You go to all the trouble and you still feast these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you literally have all that done, that surgery, and... I mean, for the soul, I don't. It's just
one of the oldest.
I'm still confused.
One of the oldest jokes. I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. She literally was.
And now, what is that picture from her website?
This is again part of the transition. I think she'd had some surgery, but she hadn't had the
stuff. That is like every trans right. I've ever seen.
There's lots of manwich sandwich.
Very Mrs. Doubtfire. She hadn't had the facial surgery yet.
Anyway, her name is Donna Rose, and. There she is,
Rob.
On Father's Day, that's what we have for you,
Donna Rose. You know, I don't. I fancy myself a relatively open-minded person. I think I could ask questions for 4 hours, and I might still be confused at the end.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Because it's pretty out there.
I don't think there's a clear answer.
No.
Any idea what's wrong with that tape?
Oh, I think I can fix it.
It's perfect.
Rob's fixing it.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
What? You have to promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
How do I know you won't?
Cross my heart and hope to spit.
Okay. Dave is really Donna.
Donna.
Oh, excuse me. Donna is really Dave.
Those pictures went
beaver
between like you'd say, hey, not a bad transition. Then you saw that one with Pam Anderson where you got like an Arnold Schwarzenegger arm.
The man arms.
It's been a journey.
Okay, there you go. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Oh, more on that and more show coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Says cousin.
He's making my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, please do. Listen, Father's Day this weekend, all right? Give me half a second here.
You gonna get up on your soapbox?
I am for just a moment.
Good.
This annoys me to no end. It annoyed me when Frieda was alive. It annoys me now, even as I in my present state. Mother's Day, the ads, it seems, start directly after Valentine's Day.
Yes, they do.
It goes like this. It goes Christmas or Chanukah. Then it goes Valentine's Day.
Right.
Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the forgotten Father's Day.
Yes.
Now, it's a barrage of advertisements for dear old mom, because you can't forget the dear old mom when there was only one last piece of pie left. Always give me the last piece of pie, Mom, I owe you. Go to Zales, buy her something real nice. Give her something. Take her away from all the problems. Let her have a nice, relaxing time. Get her a nice gold watch. Get her some dangly earrings. Buy her a purse.
Mother's Day, the big holiday, a national holiday, and retail sales would prove that.
Can't get away with it. Everywhere you look, ads for Mother's Day.
Right.
Let's fast forward about 6 weeks.
Right.
A little thing called Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you see the ads for Father's Day? On ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And on the NFL channel.
And on this show.
Yeah, I got news. And this show's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
All media outlets that are geared at men are running commercials for Father's Day products. Now, I am gay enough. Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you, Rob. Rob's right. It's not even Father's Day. It's been lowered to dads and grads.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay,
yeah. Combined.
They have. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
That's
for
a good one,
Rob.
Mm-hmm.
They have lumped us in together. Now, I'm gay enough that I watch The View. Okay,
right.
I watch.
You
the,
go, Donnie.
I watch the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch Regis and Kelly.
And you are a preoperative transsexual.
Yes, my name will be Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Donna.
Much easier transition.
I watch shows that are geared at females.
Right.
Television shows that are geared at females.
Mm-hmm. Monster Garage.
During Mother's Day,
right.
It was more of a barrage on these channels. Now. The ads that I see now are scarce compared to the ads that ran for Mother's Day.
Right.
And on Mother's Day, it's always, tell Mom how special she is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you know what the ads for Dad, Father's Day is really? He's so friggin' stupid. He can't figure anything out. So buy him a tool.
Buy him something so he can work for you.
Right. And hopefully he'll impale himself somehow with a tool and his ass will be out of the house.
You know, they rejected this one of my slogans for Mother's Day that I really thought was good. It was kind of a variation. This Mother's Day, tell her you pop out of her again. They didn't like that one at all. Nobody seemed to really dig it.
But the advertising is... Yeah, buy him a grill. Buy him a grill.
Uh-huh. Buy him a lawn tool.
So he can cook for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Buy him a lawnmower so he can sculpt your lawn.
Buy him an organizer so Dad won't forget things.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Don. I was married to someone named Frida. Greatest love of my life for almost 25 years until she passed away. We went through this argument yearly, which is more important, Mother's Day or Father's Day. Now I come to you with a different perspective.
Yes.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, I thought it had faded out. I'm sorry.
Thanks. OC. I almost raised my hand to him.
Don't strike him on a Friday.
Just raised my hand to him.
Don't strike
him. Goddamn OC. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? He wants to put the thing while it's playing. He stops it so he can put it in another machine. I'm not making this up.
I know you're not. I know. Don't take your eyes off the ball, Don. You were talking about Father's Day.
You stupid creep.
Don't take your eyes off the ball.
God damn.
Come on. Come on. Get back on what do they say? On message.
That's on point.
This is the better music for it anyway. So.
God, you big dope. Are you sure it's okay on that machine?
Don.
I say nothing.
He's a dad. Remember that first.
Right. And a son.
All right, you're right. I won't hold it against him.
He's a father.
As bad as anybody.
He does indeed.
All right, here's my word. I come to you from a slightly different perspective this year. I didn't have to observe Mother's Day. But I can speak now, I think, freely, more freely than ever before, on behalf of dads everywhere. And bear with me. It's okay that we get snubbed, and as we've already so eloquently stated, it's a second-class holiday, dads and grads. Buy dad some piece of crap because he's a stupid tool who does nothing except go out every day and slay the dragon and make it possible for you to live in the fantastic Barbie dream house that we've supplied for you and all you little booger eaters out there that wouldn't be there without the magic juice that comes from daddy. But let's talk about what dads really want on Father's Day. This is the point that you gotta hear me out on. I don't care if you're like me, a grizzled veteran, 25 years with one woman and one beautiful child. If you're like Buzz, if you're barren, well, you're out of this, Buzz.
Right.
Robbie, 10 years under his belt, got two kids. Mike, gone through a divorce, single dad. Still, all of these men, myself included, if there was still a woman in my life, the mother of my child, and I say this to you now with more conviction than even when she was here, do you know what fathers want on Sunday? And none of them have the balls to tell you this. They don't want a tool set. They don't want a DVD player. They don't want a goddamn barbecue. You know what they would like? They want one day in their life to be like it was before they had kids. You want this to be a happy Father's Day for your husband, for your loved one, for your boyfriend? Get the frig out! Just for one day. Let him wake up and, you know, let him experience what it's like to live in his house under his rules. He doesn't want to go to Don Pablo's for a goddamn smorgasbord. He wants to eat his food in his underpants with his hands. He wants to pee and leave the seat up. He wants to get his jerk on. And he wants to sit around and scratch his nuts and remember how great his life was before he didn't pull out and made the first of many booger eaters.
Bravo. God,
bravo!
You have completely outdone yourself. Yeah.
Give him what he wants,
Buzz. You see that? Yeah, you see that? Yeah. That's a tear. That is a tear.
Give him the gift of solitude.
And that is just That's touching. That's and the most, you know, you did. You just came out. You crystallized it this year.
And it's I feel I can speak more freely because I always had Frida as the devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt this way for years.
Sure.
And, you know, sadly, I will be alone on Father's Day. I'll be okay with it. I've got my girlfriend and everything. I'm not holding myself as a martyr. But do you know that even...
Now, when you meet up with her eventually, again, she might remember what you just said. You might have to pay the piper a little bit for that one.
All right.
But, you know, but it still was worth it, I think.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Had to be said.
But listen... Even though I'm alone now, you know, and I don't mean like that.
Right.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Part of Sunday, I've already indicated because it's Father's Day.
Right.
I'm going to keep the tradition going.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be left alone.
A day for you.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though I don't like being alone on Father's Day because it's symbolic.
That's right.
I want to be left alone. I want a phone call from my son.
Mm-hmm.
I want a phone call from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I want a phone call from my mother-in-law. I want a phone call from my girlfriend. But beyond that, here's what it's going to be. Scratching nuts, eating bad food, drinking booze, and maybe, God forbid, playing Madden all day long, and
wow.
Will make it even sweeter is if the weather is beautiful outside.
There you go.
Because this is the other thing that you've
there
got
you
to know.
There you go.
There, that's one other thing that you've got to know.
One.
Even if you're blessed like I am, and you've done okay financially, and I've got an above-ground pool,
right.
I know that many times on a Father's Day,
you have to blow the pool up.
On a Father's Day, Frida would say to me, you know, if the weather was going to be like it is this weekend here in D.C., sunny, hot, high in the 90s,
like this.
Say, do you want to do something? Do you want to go outside and do anything you want? You know what I would say just on general principle?
What?
No. Even though I love being in the sun,
yes.
I like to think of myself as the George Hamilton of this show. I try to stay tan.
You do.
I stay outside. I live by my pool.
Right. Wearing your Speedo.
On Father's Day, I want to be in that room with the shades closed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to run the air conditioning at the temperature that I want to because it's my house.
Right, right.
And I want to just barricade myself inside and watch television. And deep inside, I don't know what it is for each of you guys listening right now. It might not be TV. It might be something else. But you know that for just a few moments on Sunday, you'd like to breathe the rarefied air. You know what it is? It's the air that you call no sperm, no responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, guys.
You've just given me an idea.
Huh? Think about what it was like before you later.
I'm going to modify it a little bit, but you've just given me an idea. Don, I know last week I lectured about my feelings of guilt.
Yes.
And since I have my beautiful daughters this weekend, I'll be picking them up this evening. They will be with me all weekend long.
Good.
And I will spend time with them on both days, of course, because I will not be doing the solitude thing. I don't see them nearly enough. However, I am going to look at them on Saturday,
and
I'm going to say to them, daughters, Catherine, Elizabeth, you know how every day, and this is pretty true, every day you're with me, we kind of find something to do on the weekend that you guys will enjoy?
Yeah. You always do that.
Sunday, we're all doing something together, but it's up to you to figure out what I want to do. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to stand by that, and I am going to do that. And if they say it's going to Cars, I'm going to say you've seen Cars already. And, of course, we can't go to The Omen. It's a little too scary.
Uh-huh.
I need a movie daddy wants to go see. But seriously, I'm going to say that to them, and then when they come back to me time and time again with...
What if that's what you want to do?
Well, no, this is going to be... They're going to suggest things that we do.
What if they suggest that they just sit around and watch you drink beer?
If they insist.
Greatest daughters
ever. No, I, as much as I love to, I try to avoid drinking in front of them.
Listen, this weekend, ladies, for God's sakes, it's one freaking day a year, and we don't even get a full day, because we got to get our ass back up on Monday morning and get on our horse and go out and slay the dragon like Excalibur. So give us a break. Get out!
Oh, man. Bravo.
Get out.
Bravo.
Get out of this house.
So you will be in your underwear on Sunday.
Yeah.
Upholding the tradition.
Symbolic. Because now I can do it any day. But on Sunday, I do it symbolically for the rest of my brothers out there.
Very good.
Brothers.
And you brothers.
You bitches out there, you treat your men right.
Yep.
You stay away on Sunday.
Stay away.
We don't want to be smothered with your touching and your gifts and your... Because it all ends up being something for you anyway.
I'm going to tell somebody. I'm going
to
tell you
talking
something.
To women now. I'm yeah, thinking of like, oh, honey, look, I got you this gift. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. You can take it right outside right now and go to work right now. You know what guys want to say so much? You know what I'd like to work to with this tool? Shove it up your rear end. Because what I want to do today is not... I want to forget today that I have a family. Make me forget that I have a family, and this will be a great Father's Day.
The greatest gift of all. Do you know, to back up your theory about the unknown holiday, and God love her. I want to say, Carla, you're very sweet. I got a sweet girlfriend.
Are your girlfriend?
She
yeah.
buys me a Father's Day card. She gave it to me last weekend because she thought Father's Day was last Sunday. And it's not her fault. It's what society does.
Sure.
And you know what? And
perfect
I was
example.
And I wasn't able to come and say, oh, I didn't, because I didn't know either. I didn't know either because I didn't.
Why would you?
Nobody knows. It's
you've not been.
It's not like Mother's Day where they, you know, they send
them rummed over the head with it.
Blair's.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
Don.
Yeah.
Don.
What?
I heard your speech, and I just want to thank you, and I want to say I love you, man.
Well, have some balls. Have some balls. Have the balls. Let me just say this, and we're being totally honest. Have the balls that I never had. Although I would say this on the radio.
But I think, really, as much as I agree with what you're saying, I think you put far too much emphasis during the whole show today on scratching them. It's not really that all the time.
Well,
you know?
Rubbing them.
Rubbing them.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Alternate. Or as I like to, it's the old pinch and curl.
Palming them.
Pinching and curling.
Hello, Don and
Mike
show.
Don, you are my hero. Thank you, sir.
Have some balls.
Yeah, you're going to get a good response.
Grow a set and tell your wife, really. You say, want to make me happy? Take these little brats that were made out of my sperm and go see goddamn Cars and give me 4 hours by myself. That's all.
Goodbye.
Yours aren't showing up until late in the day on Sunday, right?
Remains to be seen.
You know, seriously, it is not a respected holiday.
Rob may be the biggest winner of all. His wife left town last Saturday to go to see her mom.
Friday.
Oh, my God.
Her scheduled arrival was back on Saturday. It's now been pushed back to Sunday morning. And I told Rob today... I would bet him anything in the world that by the time the 18th hole is done at the U.S. Open on Sunday, which is what time, Mike? Sunday night.
That's normally. 6 o'clock. O'clock. If it goes, it can go to like 6:30.
Your wife won't even be back by that. If her plan is to get back on Sunday morning, she won't be back till Sunday night.
Good luck on finding a simpleton or half-wit that'll take that bet. She will not be driving in daylight on Sunday. I promise you that.
But in a lot of ways, then, that's the perfect follow-up. Father's Day gift.
It's been Father's Week.
Yeah, he has had a Father's Week.
It has been.
He truly has.
You know, my house has stayed straight all week. You talk about OCD? It's been like Christmas at my house.
See, I don't do that. And I've been on my own for a long time. if you want to give me a Father's Day, you just have this like a genie appear and clean my house.
Amen.
You
know? Hello, her name is Carla.
Carla's a genie.
You know what? If it wasn't for Carla, I would be living in my own filth. I would be living in my own. I realize it's official. You know, at my age now, I am a pig. I truly am a pig.
Hi, Brittany.
I am. I'm Brittany.
But you don't go to the bathroom.
But I'm not lying and saying that I clean all the time.
And you don't go into a public bathroom barefoot. Hardly ever.
And you have nice feet. I got out of the shower today and looked down, and there were two of those little magazine inserts that fall out of the magazines all
right?
the time.
Yeah.
And I wrestled with it for about 30 seconds.
Whether you should pick them up or not?
Yeah.
Thought about it.
Whether I should bend down and pick them up.
No, I've got hold on. I've got the answer. Were you barefoot?
Yes.
Lazy man answer right here.
Yeah, with the wet foot, just reach down, they stick to your feet, and you pick them up
that
way.
Or just pick them up with your big toe and your first toe. Right, it's like one of these. It's like boom, boom,
good
boom.
Practice. Yeah. I did pick them up.
You did?
Yeah. And it was like this big deal. I felt proud of myself.
But then what did you do with them?
Put them in the trash that we have. The overflowing trash that I have next to my toilet.
What would have been a good lazy effort is if you picked them up and then just set them on the back of the toilet. I'll get to these later.
Exactly.
Happy Father's Day to you.
And to you.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Right. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, when they say it to you, they don't mean it. They don't mean it.
No.
And a big production.
You know, and really, you didn't touch very in great detail on the gifts. You go through any major department store. You want to see the collection of crap
junk
that's provided? Oh, am I getting the music?
No, you know what? We do have to break. Because we could. That could be another entire.
Dad's gifts, all under $10.
We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. Are you switch? Are you still on? What microphone are you on, Mike? Same one? Hello. There you go.
I'm on the same one.
There he is. How are things outside with the people from our creepy internet fan site?
I am going to tell you seriously, it is fun. I'm enjoying it, and that's why I'm like going to the wall every time when I'm out there. I'm spending the whole break out there. And I want to congratulate one of our listeners, Greg, who I brought over to the window. You remember when I was giving the guy a hard time about whether he was a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Greg has lost, are you ready? 370 pounds.
Wow.
370 pounds. And I was pretty blown away. He was showing me his pictures of him with Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
I am not kidding you. So I just wanted to give him the props on that. Rob met him outside, too. That is, I mean, really, to lose that much weight is mind-blowing.
A lot of pounds.
It really is.
Mike, I want to just take, I know we're up on your bit here. I want to just take 1 second to say something about the people on the internet that are outside today. Mike's been very nice to go out there every break, as he promised he would.
I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying it.
I saw them before the show,
uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say to them now.
Yes.
Are they listening out there?
I of course. Some of them are, yeah.
Oh. This segment of the show is brought to you by Head On. Head On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Be sure to try Head On today. Now,
just trying to give a little back, Don.
I don't know if, because I know because you treat people
the way I want to be treated. Right,
exactly. Right. I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but my man, Reeve, has a new TV show that starts, I think, is it Wednesday night? Yes. It's called America's Got Talent,
right.
And it to me it looks like a cheap imitation of the Gong Show, but the thing it's got going for it, it's produced by, hey, come on in, Simon Cowell.
Off you go. Hello, Don.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Don. Hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz.
So this is the deal.
Let me say right now before you even continue.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent, and I'm going to say this right now,
yeah.
Will be, and mark my words, bigger than Idol. It will be bigger than Idol.
You're talking about having jugglers and magicians on.
I don't know. You're not understanding.
And Regis is the host.
Americans love competition.
And you have David Hasselhoff as a judge.
David Hasselhoff was handpicked by me. I think David Hasselhoff has not only star power, but he has an ability to communicate his thoughts. That this is a side of Hasselhoff that no one has seen. And what you don't understand is that when you bring a celebrity back who has been at the top of the mountain, Americans tend to worship them. And that is what's going to happen with both Regis and Hasselhoff. It's going to be a big hit. Off you go. It's going to be a wonderful hit. Americans, Yanks, will fancy looking at Regis in their flats on the telly.
I've read a lot of publicity. I watch the Regis show every morning with Kelly.
I'm not going to sit here and let you bugger around the show that I'm very excited about. And if you want to say that it's not going to be successful,
you
have to understand I've been successful in everything I've taught.
You two guys, how did that show Cupid work out for you?
Now, that's unfair.
You've climbed into each other's prostates. Mm-hmm. It's either Regis
Philbin is without question the personification of American television. You have to understand that Regis is the one thing that will get America to turn the tables on every other show that they're watching and make us number one. America's Got Talent, hosted by Regis Philbin, handpicked by Simon Cowell. How could you possibly miss? Off you go. I'm telling the truth. I'm totally telling the truth.
What I'm going to do? Give me a second. I'm going to call Regis.
I recently conversed with Regis over a brekkie of bangers and mash, and his charm is unmistakable. This show does not get off the ground without Regis Philbin, and I think you'll be very surprised when we win our time slot going away hands down.
I'm calling
Regis now.
I'm calling him right now. I'm going to get him on the air right now.
That's
watch this.
Right.
He's BFing Gilman.
He's with Gilman.
Oh, shoot.
Did I get the massage?
Deep tissue. Yeah.
Regis.
Hello?
Hey, Regis.
Hello?
Regis?
Who's this?
Don from the Don and Mike Show. And we're here with Simon Cowell.
Hold on. Jesus, hold on.
We're here with Simon Cowell.
Gilman, give me a towel. Please give me the towel.
The towel is spent.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Regis.
Hello?
Regis.
Who's this?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how are you?
What are you doing?
You know what I was doing. Yeah, how do you always call in the afternoon?
You know who...
This is my afternoon one.
Our show is on in the afternoon.
It's Friday. We got a weekend of fun. I was taking a very vigorous therapeutic massage with Michael Gilman, who knows how to knead me. How about that, boy?
Hey,
well, then, fine.
Hey, Reed.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Does Simon know about you?
Sure. He knows.
Does he really?
Is he doing your interview today?
Yes, Simon.
Hey, Simon.
Hello, Regis.
Hello, pal. How are you? Let me tell a quick story about Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell calls me at my apartment in New York. I wasn't at the country house in Connecticut because I was taking care of doing my Commerce Bank commercials with the bitch.
Hey, hold on. Simon? Where's Simon?
Yes.
Were you aware what he was doing when we called there?
I believe he was having sex.
Yeah.
Simon! No. Come on out, Simon. I wasn't off.
Sure. Off you go, Regis. No problem at all. You weren't having sex at all. Now, I'm very aware of the diversity that Regis enjoys in his private life, which is not relevant to America's Got Talent, which would be a very, very special show. And I'm all for it. Whatever it does to get him through his day at his advanced age is fine with me.
Attaboy, that's fine. He couldn't have said it better, Donnie. You're going to make it bad, but it's not bad. It's all part of the big game. I'm going to save NBC like I saved ABC.
Were you, when you were just exercising, Reed?
Yes, go ahead.
Were you the top or the bottom?
I was the catcher, Don. I'm usually the catcher for Gilman. He's, you know, he likes to pitch. And, listen, happy Pride. Happy Pride. Just wanted to say that to all my friends down in D.C. Go Pride. I heard your segment on with Cheryl the Big Dyke and loved every minute of it, and I think it's wonderful that everybody down there gets out and shows the flag, so to speak. What do you need to know? I'm very tired and sweaty, and I'm a bit sore.
Well, mainly I wanted to know if Simon knew about what's really going on with you.
I was very upfront with Simon, and I actually told him what my needs were and my requests for, you know, that we had several requests. I wanted a full-size trailer and dressing room, and he provided me with that. We put the NKR on the entire production.
What's NKR?
That's the No Kelly Rule.
Oh.
Not that she's not going to be within 70 miles of that show, which is fine. I wanted to make sure, you know, she's just wants to get her fingers in every piece of pie, and I said no. I don't
want. So do you?
I did.
Except not in pie.
Okay, knock it off.
Mud pie, maybe.
Come on now, you're making your homosexual jokes.
Hey, Simon.
And I don't like that.
Simon,
I'm here. What can I do for you?
You laughed when I said mud pie, didn't you?
I did. I am a heterosexual.
Yes.
And you should know that. Everyone, there's a group of Yanks, a small group of low IQ Yanks that fancy me as a homosexual simply because I have a British accent. But the fact is my accent is not a homosexual accent. It is a British accent.
Ah.
So anyone who wants to pigeonhole me, Simon Cowell, and say that I'm...
Pigeonhole.
Now, I laugh at that.
Yay.
I laugh at that like anything that... I like the company of women. I always have.
Good for you.
As a matter of fact, if you would watch several of the last episodes of Idol, you will notice that on several occasions I made Paula jump. And that is because I was touching her there in the bad place.
Oh, in her daisy?
Yes, I was.
Or in the other side?
Normally, when we're doing the show, you notice that I don't have my hands always covering my face or touching or stroking my lips. What I normally do is I like to put my hand down next to my right side, and slowly as the show progresses and we get closer to the final, I like to gently caress Paula. You know, in a womanly way,
sure.
Which I enjoy. Would a Nancy boy have buggered four-fifths of the Spice Girls? I think not.
Oh.
Would you bang Kelly Ripa?
Of course, I think she's lovely. She's not exactly a voluptuous lass. She's got a kind of a choppy figure, and I think she tends to do a little bit push too hard and actually work too hard. But
I don't know what happened to Regis, because I know he's got problems with Kelly, but I was trying to get a rise out of him. Regis. Hey, Regis.
Hold on.
Regis.
Hey, just put it away. Put it back in the vanity. Put the lotion back in the vanity. Yeah, give me another towel. Thank you.
Regis.
Thank you, my love. Thank you, my love. Hold on a second.
Hey, Regis.
All right. I'm back. What? What do you mean?
Your best friend Simon just told us all that he would bang Kelly Ripa.
Oh, no. God, she's a bitch. No, there's no way. No, he's
Simon?
Out of his mind.
Simon?
I was making the comparison to her and the Spice Girls, Regis, and I simply said that I would enjoy her company in a biblical way. Of course, I think she is attractive. You have to accept that. I told you that. You have to accept the reality.
I don't have to accept crap, Carl. Come on. You wouldn't do her. I wouldn't do her with yours. She'll make it fall off, simple Simon. Come on.
Regis?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm doing my best over here too, Mike. I simply want to say to Regis that he tends to be a little over-competitive, and sometimes that can affect his performance on the television. So what I suggest is that he actually try to embrace his relationship with his partners instead of constantly demeaning them. Now, you don't see it on camera in anything but a light-hearted way, when in fact Regis, when he speaks of her, as you know, in private, he is totally derogatory.
Kelly, yes.
And when he's being so derogatory, it doesn't allow him to explore his inner sense as a performer. That's my criticism. I'm going to see how he would respond. I see he's being silent now.
Regis?
Regis.
Regis.
Hello?
Regis.
Blow it out. Blow it out, Carl. No, I'm kidding him. Well, you know, whatever. I think I've been very successful, and I could work with anyone. But I think that I do my best work solo on stage, and that's why Regis Philbin hosting NBC's America's Got Talent there, boy. It's going to be fantastic. But tell Simon not to do Kelly. It'll wither off and die.
Hey, Simon.
Rot.
Simon.
Yes, what can I do for you?
You've got to be... What are you paying him? Just above scale?
Oh, no, we're not going to go into detail.
He will do anything.
Details of the contractual obligations, please. I know that you're a skilled interviewer and you want to get to the bottom of this, but I'm not going to talk at all about anybody's salaries.
I read that you made $30 million last year just for being on American Idol.
Right, off you go. Yes, that's true.
I thought you didn't want to talk about salaries.
I can talk about what I make. I'm very comfortable with the facts. I think I'm worth every penny of it.
Okay, then.
There's not a dime that I've been paid since I've been across the pond or over here that has not been totally earned. I think I've done my job. And who is the star of Idol? I don't think it's any of the performers. I really don't. I think you could put trained apes up there and it would be fine.
Who's the star of the new show?
The star of the new show would be Philbin.
So are you paying him like the star?
Don't be silly, lad. Don't be silly. There's no ace. He's handsomely compensated, but let me tell you something. Is he still on the phone?
I don't know. Does he make as much as Ryan Seacrest?
Oh. You bet your ass I'm still on the phone.
Hey,
don't reveal the salary, Simon.
I won't, Regis. Don't worry. I won't say anything about this salary.
There you go, boy. Just keep it in your pants, Carl. Hey, Gelman, get me an orange soda. Get me an orange soda.
Where's Joy?
Joy? Yeah, I don't know.
Your wife?
It's a weekend. She travels all over. She does, does that women crap. She's on a plane flying somewhere at a high altitude, okay? Mm. Yeah. Hope there's no engine trouble. We're just back here. I'm in my apartment in New York City. Going to spend the weekend in New York. Looking forward to it. Mm. Don't forget, La Lucci and I will be on the road coming to a city near you soon with our fabulous Las Vegas stage show. Hope you enjoy that there, boy. We had a great gig in Niagara Falls, the Canadian side. Hey, Carl, where's that tight, unwashed shirt of yours? You promised me. You going to send it along?
Yes, Regis. I'm sending you several T-shirts. He wants my T-shirts for some reason. Huh. I'm not sure what he's planning to do with them.
You know what? Because he... WANTS.
He made a silly joke about the fact that he would mop up with them, but I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm not sure what that means.
WANTS.
Yes.
You.
Oh, no, no. It's not going to happen. Regis, tell Dawn we are not going to get involved sexually, please.
We lost Regis.
I believe we've probably gone into an area that he doesn't want to get into. So he's very frustrated. I'm very sorry about that. Regis said expressly to me he would be open with his sexuality to me, but unfortunately he did not wish to talk about it in any media outlet, yours included, where apparently you have a relationship with him that is very, very solid.
Now, hold on. The old man's
looking. Are you trying to get Regis back on the phone?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know why he hung up. He had no reason to hang up. There's no reason.
Regis, come on now. Regis, buddy, what are you doing? You're killing us here, Regis. Regis?
What? What do you want?
Are you crying, you fag?
Don't call me that.
Oh, I mean it with love.
Don't persecute me. Why did he talk about that?
Are you crying, you bitch?
He talked about the fact that I wanted to sleep with him.
Yes.
I don't want anyone to know that, Don. Huh? Please don't tell anybody I want to sleep with Simon Cowell. That's why I wanted to do the show in the first place, okay?
Regis, he's right here. He can hear you.
Every word.
Hey, Cowell.
I'm here, Regis. What do you want? What can I do for you, Regis?
Don't talk about the fact that I want to sleep with you, please.
All right. Consider it done, Regis. Off you go.
Off I go. Off you go, Cal. It's going to be a wonderful partnership. I'm very excited about the potential. America's Got Talent premieres on NBC. It'll be the best summer entertainment show of all time.
I have to concur with Regis. I think it's going to be a fabulous show.
You're right about that, boy. Hey, you going to your news, son?
Yeah,
hey, Simon, look forward to the partnership, boy. It's going to be a good time. And great ratings coming, Cal. Looking forward to the whole thing. Ta-ta, my British buddy.
Ta-ta to you, Regis. You can hang up the phone now.
All right.
Now, can we speak alone? I didn't think this was going to be a Regis interview. I thought this was going to be a Cowell interview.
Sure, go ahead. What would you say?
I'd like to offer some constructive criticism of your newsman. All right?
On me?
Please, slow it down. We all want to hear what you have to say. There's no need to cram all that junk together. Use your head.
Okay, I'll take that advice.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He's buzzed right
here. He made it up.
Oh, your God, what?
What is he wearing?
It's kind of a tuna, kind of a hippie shirt.
A hippie shirt? It looks like something you're wearing from The Passion of the Christ.
Okay.
It's not appropriate. You should. Why don't you dress like a journalist dresses and not wearing some silly pajama top?
Well, there you go. I'm not really a journalist.
I think it's ghastly. Off you go.
Well, what about you? You're wearing like a tiny girl's shirt, and that's what Buzz wears most days himself.
But I knew you were coming.
I'd like to point out to each and every one of you that I'm complimented continuously on my mitts and my tight shirts. I will continue to wear them. You can argue that I am not wearing the proper clothing when you sign on with the Fox Network for a sack of cash.
$30 million.
I've received millions of pounds for my work.
Buzz said, Regis said he wanted to mitt F you.
Of course he did. That's how we keep him in line. That's how I lured him for a very small salary. We are paying Regis $50,000 for the entire season. And I did that because I looked at him with those bedroom eyes of mine and said, Regis, come on board. And he said, of course, Cowell. He's a moron. We all know that.
Yes. But what's on your news show tonight? Full segments. Two big segments coming up.
Oh, good stuff, too. Tonight, Colorado okays marriage for children.
Hey, hold on, everybody. Quiet for a second. Listen.
Oh, my God. Did you do just what I thought you did? That is positively revolting.
Some a-hole keeps calling.
Oh, my. I'm never coming back. That's all there is. I will never set foot in this studio again.
Please.
I only pay readers £4.02 and 3p.
Marriage for Kids in Colorado.
Yeah.
In Chicago, the foreskin takes the forefront, and it's time to stand up for indecency.
Perhaps during a commercial break, while the other fat man is outside with the listeners, you could slip into an appropriate piece of garb.
If you have one, sure.
Right, off you go.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
That was very...
Well, it wasn't very professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Krepa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's News and Comments right now, brought to you tonight by the Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. Just a reminder, Father's Day this weekend. Give him what he really wants. The gift of solitude. And game number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
right.
of the NBA Finals is on Sunday night. I only mention that because Bob Melman lost his bet with me about Shaquille O'Neal on the Miami Heat last night.
Yeah.
And he'll be wearing the I Love White People front sandwich board on the back. Honk if you love white people. He'll be doing that out front of the Fairfax studios here on Tuesday. And one more time, Shaq after the game
yes,
last night.
I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman.
I love How, let me just say, Bob Melman, how can you bet against this man?
Right.
How could you possibly bet against this man in a one-game situation?
I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman.
And meanwhile, everybody at the press conference, like, nodding their heads, like, yes. Yes.
Nobody yes. even laughed.
Yes. That's what I get. Nobody laughed.
Yes, yes, Jarrell.
Yes, Mr. O'Neal, you are the son of Superman, or the brother of Superman.
Or the son. He said he's the son of Jarrell.
So, right, so he'd be Kal-El's brother. Shaq-El. So here's Buzz now with the news and comments right. part of the show. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
President Bush yesterday signed into law a bill with tougher penalties for so-called indecency on radio.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Radio and TV. The bill's aimed at making sure Americans never again see the nipple they never really saw in the first place, and that they never again see one particular episode of Without a Trace, and it was a good one. Because the new fines start at over $300,000 per infraction and can total up to $3 million. The fines, of course, are based on complaints from a few crackpots, almost never from public outrage. And the bill doesn't even define indecency. Don't worry, the FCC says it'll make it up as it goes along.
Yeah, this is the old witch hunt thing that we've been working
right.
on for the
yeah,
last 2 years.
I thought it might have gone away, but it's still there.
I know, and you... Oh, hold on a second. I know, and you know, yeah. I know, and you know that shows you how things have changed right there.
Right.
That's the comment.
But by passing this law without a definition, that kind of gives lawyers for radio and TV companies an opening to challenge indecency in court. The old lower fines were often challenged and not paid or written off as the cost of doing business. With the fines higher now, maybe the radio and TV companies will finally fight back against the government's vague rules and moral judgments.
Well, you know, what we really have to wait to see is for some more judgments to come down
right.
against radio. Because really, for the last, let's face it, was it year and a half?
Right.
There's been really nothing.
Be
I mean, they did the thing with the guy that killed the pig on the radio,
mm-hmm.
Bubba, the guy on Sirius. They tried when he was on regular radio, they tried to bust his ass for that. But beyond that,
right.
it's like, you know. Everybody's so neutered now.
Yeah.
There's people sitting on the goddamn button every second. I didn't realize the other day we played a tape from Wayne's World
right.
that involved the word hand, as in Mr. Hand,
uh-huh. right.
and the word job, as yeah. in this is my job.
We thought nothing of it.
You realize
they killed them?
I played it 4 times.
Oh my God!
They dumped out of it 4 separate times.
I'm sure that was fun listening out in Radio Land when they
yeah,
did that.
Great job. I had no idea. So really, I guess my long-winded point here is that I don't see a lot of fines coming down because basically they've already scared at least everybody in radio, S-less, and this TV thing without a trace is the show that's been fined
right heavily.
It's weird because it runs at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles mm-hmm. and in New York and Washington and Boston and it's only in the Midwest that it runs at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And because it runs at 9 o'clock in the Midwest, those stations are getting fined.
And that's ridiculous. Stupid also.
For running a show that's at 10 o'clock on the East Coast and also 10 o'clock taped late on the West Coast.
Right. And as Buzz said, this is an activist minority that's making this whole thing happen.
Right.
The real will of the American people is not being accounted for. Because you know what the real will of the American people is? Who cares?
Well,
right.
I mean, we've said this many times before, so I will try to keep this... It pisses me off that the FCC used to have rules
mm-hmm.
that I didn't agree with. Nobody did. But at least the rule was if you heard something that was indecent, you wrote a letter and you had a tape of it. Mm-hmm. And you sent it in and then the FCC sent their Nazis after you.
Right.
Here's what you do now. You go to FCC.com. You fill out a form on the goddamn internet You could write in right now and say that you heard us discussing T, A, saying S, saying F, whatever.
And you could lie about it.
The FCC will take you at your word. Now, they will not come to us and immediately say to us, you're fine because we got one complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But they will take...
They'll investigate it.
They will take the person's word that filled out a form on the Internet. And if you go to FCC.com, it's like a big click here if there's something you don't like on the radio.
Amazing. Right. It's so easy.
And that's how it's phrased. It's not phrased as if, you know, if you heard something indecent. It's the way it's phrased. Something you don't like?
Something bother you?
Right. Click here.
Mm-hmm.
Click here. We'll look into it.
It's insane.
Aw, you dicks.
It's all very silly.
You
and
stupid
just
dicks.
To remind people of how silly it is, although the FCC says radio and TV can never be obscene, it says radio and TV can be indecent between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Wow.
A lot of Americans...
Well, and that's the loophole. That's how you get, like, love lines on the air.
Right, right.
That's the loophole, although no one in radio has had the balls to take it any further.
Yeah,
and
isn't that interesting?
And put like a regular show on.
Mm-hmm.
And what nobody does still, there is no guidebook. There is no rule.
Right.
It is vague and it is subjective and it is ridiculous because no one knows what rules to play by. And you know what? Everybody that does what we do, that writes for TV, whatever, we are on our own. Nothing could be clearer to us.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if more broadcast companies fight this now that they appear to have a little bit of legal leverage.
You know, here's the thing. This is why I know CBS won't fight it.
Right.
I think they would have to pay a lawyer.
Well, they're doing that anyway.
They are kind of doing that.
Quite well, I might add. Exactly.
Sorry about that. You're getting all worked up with this, aren't you? Which works you up more, the FCC or Father's Day?
Britney Spears.
There you go.
You know, a lot of Americans were shocked. Shocked, I tell you, to learn this week that a Katrina victim bought a $200 bottle of champagne at Hooters. It's what I always order there. Nothing washes down wings better than Dom. Anyway, Hooters, which has done a lot to help Katrina victims already, says it will reimburse the government for that bottle of champagne. The company used one of its 737s to carry supplies into the disaster area and donated $250,000 to the Red Cross Katrina Fund. Now it's also picking up that infamous bottle of champagne so the money can be spent more as it was intended.
You know, Don, I have been spending every commercial breakout with the...
creepy internet people?
The chat group out there. And you have a message from Omar the Terrorist, who just joined the group out there. Don, this means nothing to me. I doubt it will mean anything to you. The Black Green Lantern is John Stewart. Apparently that is his name. Ululation, praise Allah, Omar. So I passed along the message to you.
Now you know.
How do you spell ululate?
Ululate was spelled U-L-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. I don't know whether that's correct or not.
I think it probably is because he's a terrorist.
I'm going out there in the next break, too.
Go careful.
Good for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Good for you.
And I've been spending, will you verify, I've been spending much more time than I said I would.
Oh, you've more than met your commitment.
And don't we know why? I mean, yes, you are a man of your word.
Mm-hmm.
You said you would go out there.
Right.
And also, as
who came in and told us that?
Andrew.
As Andrew said, that when you went out during after the last commercial, after your bit, they were all giving you like
a welcoming round of applause.
Mike, how about that? Mike, woo, good bit.
Got applause.
Good bit. Of course you're going out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the positive feedback out there. You never get in here.
That's exactly right.
You never get in here.
I wish they were here every day.
Mike took his headphones off.
I feel a hell of a lot better about my job.
We got done with the egregious thing. Mike took his headphones off. I said, what do you think? I said, what do you think I thought? Shocked.
He did, and he was
shocked.
And he's yelling that at me as I'm walking down the hall.
That's not funny. That didn't sound anything like that. Go out there, be with your fans.
He doesn't. You know, he thinks I can take it because I don't cry in front of him anymore.
Yeah. You look tough. It's
so unfair.
I know.
Then I go out there, and it's like
feel the love.
It's wonderful.
And I brought peaches.
God.
I dare you say that. Go on that site, if you can ever negotiate it, read some of the stuff, and then reconsider, with no offense to them, no offense to any Orientals, but reconsider going out and spending quality time with them.
Mm-hmm. Now they applaud one bit from me, and now you got to start tearing them down again.
Oh, no, no,
oh,
no, no.
The green-eyed monster. Jesus, it is so unbecoming.
Yeah.
It's so unbecoming. Embrace their love, Don. Yeah. Embrace their love.
I wish I could, Mike, but you know, I'm not like you. I can't embrace love.
And they provide me with the seat. They get up. Someone gets up every time I go out.
That is nice.
That's it. I sit in my chat.
That's your dream.
They give the love.
We get done doing a bit, and you leave it. You go outside.
Right. Yep.
Like, oh!
Right.
Good, good, buddy. Great. Take my seat.
Yeah, keep mocking. Keep mocking.
Have a popsicle.
Keep mocking.
Sit down, Mike.
Can I help it? Can I help it?
I don't think.
Can I help it that I should bring that out in them?
No, you can't help
it. I didn't tell them. There's no applause sign out on the Grove.
You can't stop
the
that.
The Grove. I know.
The grassy Grove.
Because you treat people
the way I want to be treated.
That's right. I do.
Down
you
in
do.
Audience Grove.
Audience Grove.
I'm busting Mike's balls. You're a better man than me for going out there and hanging out with those knuckle draggers.
No, but seriously, for the with the applause and with every, it's, I am not having a bad time. I'm not.
Good.
I wouldn't be out there for 5 or 6 minutes if I was having a bad time.
Obvious.
It hasn't gotten scary. It hasn't gotten scary.
Go out now, and it's going to be, thank you for standing up for us, Mike.
You know what?
You understand us in ways he never will.
Well, the truth is the truth. I'd like them to stand. They didn't stand, unfortunately, the last time. You were misinformed because Mr. McDipolix gave you that information.
Mr. McDipolix, Mike.
Andrew Even.
You know what? Is he still around? Because I'm going to go out and sit with him, and then I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to flat knock him out.
Mama said, knock you out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Buzz.
Oh, that's quite all right. Hip hoppers, of course, prefer Cristal over Dom Perignon. Certainly been mentioned in a number of rap songs and videos.
Are you still talking about Hooters?
I'm still talking about champagne. I'm actually onto a different story about
that
now.
All right.
Methinks Mr. Burbank may have had a little champagne last evening.
Just a touch.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, that's right. I forgot that Buzz judged that. The loosest girl in Loudoun County, was that the contest?
Right. You know, you've picked on me far too much during this segment.
It's not even the right county. I'm not picked on you.
You picked on me.
You far like too going much. Out and having people applaud for you.
Come on,
you hate it. You hate it, be honest. You hate it.
The hip hop preference.
I hate it on what level?
I don't know.
I don't hate it because I'm jealous.
No, I know that.
I hate it because you eat it up so much.
Yes, okay, that's fine.
And the fact that
I accept that.
And the fact that you're honest about it, like with your birthday next week. You know what I mean?
What's next week?
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Your special day.
I wasn't even going to bring it up.
All right.
I had to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hi, what tunic?
I think it's probably time to take a break. So, let me say, we haven't had this much fun with Home Depot since that couple sued for the grout that ruined their sex life. The latest when we come back.
Oh, hey, hold on.
What?
I think I don't want to ruin your story.
Yeah?
Am I close?
Yes, you're very close.
Yeah. Oh, I read papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we wrap it up? I got to go outside.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
God is their audience. The Don and Mike Show.
They love us. And now here's Buzz with news and comments. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donald Mike.
Hi there.
At some Home Depots in Massachusetts, they were selling drugs. They just didn't know they were selling drugs.
Joe.
Maybe if Home Depot didn't screen its employees for drugs, somebody would have smelled the bricks of marijuana or the packets of cocaine in the bathroom vanities. The vanities came from Texas. You can fill in the rest. 5 times in the last week, a contractor bought coke and pot-filled vanities from Home Depots in Massachusetts. Some were installed faster than others. Who knew the 5 vanities would be worth over $250,000?
Wow. And now Joe's going to spend all weekend calling Home Depots. Do you have any vanities?
Tracy, I was thinking seriously about remodeling the bathroom.
I just got the latest from him in the bathroom as well.
Yes?
Hey. You know, oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, I said,
how are you, Joe? Doing okay. Had the stomach virus a week ago. just getting done with the summer cold right now.
I said, well,
oh, hi, Joe. You're in here. I'm relaying the conversation we had in the bathroom.
Right.
Which is it you had last week?
Summer tires.
And this week it is?
Summer cold.
However, you're feeling better.
Yep.
And the last thing he said always makes me feel very good.
Yep.
He's going to make sure he touches everything before we leave so that we get whatever remnants it is that he has the next week, that we get it in time for our vacation.
Oh, attaboy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah,
because Johnny Norman had it, and then Joe got it.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No,
not at all.
Joe, I always like talking to you while I'm standing at the urinal. I do. I do.
Me too.
I can always talk to Joe's a guy you can always talk to without even looking at.
That's right.
I just turned and I saw, look at that stone's tattoo on the leg. That's Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there peeing, hi, Joe. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Missed you in the bathroom.
Yes, yeah, I didn't make
We're having a party in there.
I didn't know.
We're having a penis party in the bathroom.
I missed it. Please tell me when that happened.
Your own little internet stream.
It used to be that police had to knock and announce themselves when they came to raid your crib. Not anymore, Buster. You may as well remove your doors. We have a new Supreme Court, and it showed its colors for the very first time yesterday, ruling that police don't have to knock to make a righteous bust. No more Sandra Day O'Connor around to cast the tie-breaking vote with her pesky Constitution stuff about unreasonable search and seizure. Fourth Amendment, I think it's called. So
open
many of
up now. Open this door, goddammit.
Come the cops. With so many of these amendments disappearing, I'm not sure if the numbering has changed. The courts voted to bypass this amendment, and that goes against decisions by Supreme Courts over the last 90 years. A Colorado appeals court, meanwhile, is...
Yeah, the stomach flu.
Summer cold.
Summer cold. I'm going to go touch everything after the show today.
And you know what?
What?
I put my underpants on backwards today. I just figured that out 5 hours ago.
You just figured that out? Thanks, Joe.
Tomorrow? It's easier to poop that way.
You know what? You know what that means? It means your D's going to be brown.
No, they were clean.
Still.
From previous wearing.
Can we move on, please? A Colorado appeals court, meanwhile, has ruled that girls as young as
shocking, Buzz.
Yes,
shocking.
Oh, it robs assertiveness. A Colorado.
Oh, I thought you made my comment.
Can we please move on, gentlemen? A Colorado appeals court, meanwhile, has ruled that girls as young as 12 there and boys as young as 14 can enter into a common law marriage. Colorado just never got around to establishing an age of consent.
Hello!
There's no rule, no precedent. There's just British common law, which, by the way, is also recognized by courts in 10 other states and the District of Columbia. Recently, a judge ruled that a girl who's now married at over the age of 18 had no right to marry as she did when she was 15.
Uh-huh.
She didn't use a justice of the peace, of course. That requires girls to be 18 or at least 16 with their parents' permission.
Yeah.
She simply used the tried and true technique of shacking up. Now, appeals court has ruled that thanks to the only law on the Colorado books, English common law, it's all perfectly legal.
English common
law.
Right.
I am the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
Shack it up.
So there it is. Children can marry in Colorado, so long as they're not gay. Boy, they, what a fight in Chicago where Drs. Kaplan and Goldstein are players in a case before Judge Jordan Kaplan. A case of circumcision. Parents in a mixed marriage are fighting over whether to circumcise their son, their 9-year-old son.
Oh. Bring me the boy. Now, what is his name? Jacob?
I don't have his name in front. I think it's being protected.
Let's call him Jacob.
Let's call him Jacob.
Hello, Jacob. Come here.
Stop it. I don't approve. Please stop cutting. We're going to have to take this to court.
Let's do this like the Saturday Night Live commercial. Do it in the back of a Lincoln Town Car.
And if that is the case, you would have to take it all the way to that sound where it gets a little higher at the end. And then I have to say that thing he says. Hold on, please.
It's coming up.
Give us a minute.
3, 2, here's the end. And that's all we got.
Perfect.
The boy that we're talking about here has been getting infections under his foreskin. It has become so painful, some days he can't even wear pants.
Ooh.
Mom believes the answer is to cut it off. Dad's been against circumcision since day one, reportedly declaring his son is, quote, not a Jew.
Oh, my goodness!
Dad denies he's made anti-Semitic remarks, as has been accused. He admits he showed the boy photos of a circumcision in progress.
There's a tape of the circumcision in progress.
Yeah, I've something to show you.
Oh, a couple of notes about incoming CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric.
Okay.
First, CBS Chairman Les Moonves says he's already paid for her $15 million contract by selling $15 million worth of advertising. Quoting him, Katie probably paid for herself in the first week.
God. And I think that gives a real perspective on how talent is viewed at CBS.
Ooh. And maybe that's why CBS-owned Comedy Central can get away with this. Jon Stewart's The Daily Show is running ads that welcome Katie by reminding her they did fake news first. In sports, Jerry Stackhouse has been suspended for Sunday's Game 5 of the NBA Championship for the foul last night.
So here's the thing. This was a hard foul against Shaq.
Right.
And what I don't think is being played out enough is that, and you saw this on TV, he runs into Shaq. I mean, Shaq's a huge guy, right?
Right. Yeah.
And what happens is Shaq actually takes a tumble and, oh, hold on, Shaq. We said Shaq again. Yeah, let's just hear Shaq. Shaq, where is he? Shaq, where are you?
I'm the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
So anyway, he takes a tumble and he falls like into the bite where the photographers are, and everybody's expecting him to flip out, and the entire Miami bench stands up like,
ooh,
Jesus Christ. What you don't see is Jerry Stackhouse goes over to Shaq and says, I didn't mean it. I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not being a punk. And you see on TV, you see Shaq say, hey, it's cool.
And they still suspend him.
Yeah, they still suspend him.
I mean, and that's a pretty key suspension for Dallas, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Should have made a bet on that game Sunday night. If Stack Money's not playing, that's even better. Are you kidding me? Because the crowd played awful for Dallas. And did you know that, seriously, Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks listens to David Hasselhoff on his iPod before the game? I'm not making that up.
Well, no wonder Dallas is losing now.
Didn't you hear? Not well, you go. Well, I'm sick. What would you hear? Last night, towards the end of the game, you know, like the Mets fans or Yankees fans.
Derek.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It was Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff.
He was a little heated.
Yeah. We got a break. What's next, Buzz?
Pants are coming off when we come back.
Okay.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
A division of Line One Industries International, the Don and Mike Show.
Yelling at them! Here's Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Finally, it's the time of year the clothes start coming off. In Greenwood, Indiana, a couple of young women have been banned from a church festival. They got a carnival ride operator to let them stay on for more than 20 minutes by flashing their breasts at him at a church carnival. For Our Lady of the Greenwood Catholic Church, that's a scandal.
Hey, you know that Lisa wasn't like asking some little boys to show their junk.
That's a nice
exactly. Better that they've moved up to real women and boobs.
The church turned the 17-year-old over to her parents.
Not quite real women.
Threatened to call the cops on the 18-year-old if she showed her face or anything else around there again.
It's a good festival, T.
And in Chicago, a man went into the Fashion Bug store on the south side, asked to try on a T-shirt and a couple of skirts. The clerk says he looked like a businessman from downtown. She didn't want to be judgmental, so she showed him the dressing room. Short time later, he showed her something.
He's a fag.
He came out to model a skirt and a T-shirt that read, "Like my attitude or get lost." And then he lifted the skirt to reveal his lack of underwear.
Yeah.
Quoting the clerk, "When he showed me his penis, that's when I called my manager."
Oh.
They may put the registered sex offender away for 6 years since this is the ninth time he's been caught with his pants down. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, Buzz.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, we're out of town.
No. That's it.
Well, thank you to the creepy people from the internet, from Radio Gods Forum, for coming down. They were wonderful. Mike's going to go out and spend some more time with them now.
Oh, good.
A very quick goodbye. We got to go have a great, safe Father's Day weekend. See you Monday. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Emmy. Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, and you.
3TP.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.